is on the air. This is Fort Bond at Navin Field, Detroit, where the St. Louis Cardinals and the Detroit Tigers start their battle for the World Championship. The play-by-play descriptions of all the World Series games are brought to you with the compliments of the Ford Motor Company, Mr. Henry Ford, Mr. Edsel Ford, and your local Ford dealer, producers and distributors of Ford and Lincoln tires and Ford trucks. The sponsors will be amply repaid if you get enjoyment from these broadcasts. In order that you might hear the play-by-play description of this game in its entirety, a number of advertisers have kindly omitted their regular afternoon broadcast. Among those are CAM-A programs, usually heard at 3:15 over some of these stations. The program this afternoon will be heard instead at 4:30. Also, Procter & Gamble, manufacturers of Dreft, and the makers of Octodile, removing their broadcast from 3 o'clock to 4:30. In behalf of the Ford Motor Company and the National Broadcasting Company, we wish to thank them for their courtesy. Now, fans, ladies and gentlemen, we present a man whose voice has been familiar to you over the air for years. Here he is to give you the thrill and color of this World Series pregame atmosphere. It's wild around here, a crowd fills the park, but here is the man who can tell you about it and picture it to you right there in your home. It's Graham McNamee, and here he is.
Thanks, boys. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience. We're at Navin Field this afternoon in Detroit, Michigan. We're in just about 15 minutes, or even a little less. The World Series will be opened by the umpire who will howl play ball. And in this case, it will be Basil of the American League who will be behind the plate this afternoon. When he yells play ball, then the party will start. Magic words for the 47,000 wild-eyed, rabid baseball fans gathered in the stands, while thousands mill around the park, hoping that by some miracle they'll be able to squeeze themselves through those turnstiles tomorrow with a shoehorn or something of the kind. The Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Cardinals, the Redbirds, that's the setup. And his general opinion is correct. The next week should produce a series of games which will make the blood flow plenty fast through the veins of those fortunate fans lucky enough to be here and in the stands down at St. Louis the latter part of the week. The bleacher crowd began to gather outside the park 2 days back, and this morning at 4 a.m. Oh, that's an awful hour to be up. I saw 5,000 expectant bleacherites waiting more or less patiently for the gates to open. They were a good-natured crowd, turning jokes here and there, playing cards, sleeping in blankets, or even in newspapers, those who were not fortunate enough to have blankets. Even a bit of a trap-shooting game was going on here and there. Penny Ante was indulged in. The weather coming into Detroit last night on the American Airways was just a bit threatening. It was very thick up above, and our ship even had a touch of difficulty coming in because the haze was so strong. But it's okay now. The weather remained bad most of the morning, and it looked as though it might possibly rain.
But about 11:45, the sun just managed to peep through the haze, and although it's not clear now, all thought of rain has been dispelled. That's over for today. Fastball pitching should go mighty well in the semi-haze of today. We're situated just off first base on top of a double-deck stand, and although we're 150 feet off the foul line, we're so high up that the bag looks like a short jump from here. The series this year resembles last year's battle, in that both teams are under first-year managers. Frankie Briggs, the old Fordham Flash, took over the Cardinals after midseason last year. And Mike Cochran of the Tigers, came to Detroit after last season. From Philadelphia, of course, where he has been under Connie Mack for many years. Both are playing managers, of course. Briggs covering second for the Cards and still losing his cap now and then as he jags those Texas leaguers into right and center field. And Cochran, who is one of the greatest catchers ever to wear a chest protector. Both men know baseball from start to finish. They're no newcomers to the game. They're in there and know every move. And both are known as players who are at their best when the going is tough. As money players, there's no choice between these two managers, and they're the best there are. I don't believe there ever was a series that promised more color and spice and pep. With that Pepper Martin, Medwick, Frisch, and the Dean brothers, Dizzy and Daffy for the Cards, and Cochran, Gehringer, Greenberg, and schoolboy role for the Tigers. Detroit is more hungry for this series than any city in my recollection. 13 years at the microphone on World Series. The city has been eating, sleeping, and talking World Series for weeks and has packed every available inch of the stand. Just about every available inch now. They're coming in droves, and it won't be long before we won't be able to see a seat in the place unoccupied. And to cheer the Tigers on to victory. Opinion as to the outcome seems more even than I've ever seen it before. The fine band has been entertaining the crowd, and Al Jack has furnished a lot of laughs with his antics as leader of the band and playing the clown at third base, as only Al can do it. A mob of groundkeepers has just been manicuring the base paths, and the foul lines have been newly chalked, and all is ready to go. Well, the crowd color from the visual angle is not quite what we have seen it at times. The reason of that being, of course, is because it's rather chilly today. Men have on their overcoats and hats. You don't see any white shirts out today, and the ladies are done up in their furs and coats. So the color is just a little bit drab through the sand as it is through the sky. But the incentive to come to this series is there just the same. The umpires today are at the plate, Geisel of the American League. At first base, that grand old-timer, Bill Clem of the National League. And by the way, it's way back in 1909 since that Detroit won its last pennant. Not a World Series, but a pennant. And Bill Clem, way back there in 1909, was one of the umpires of that series. In fact, he's the only one of the four umpires who worked at that time who is alive today. At second base, Reardon. Clem will be at first. At second base, Reardon of the National League. And at third base, Owens of the American League. And in just about 7 minutes now, they'll be ready to go. Those are the umpires. That's the way they're lined up. And as you know, the umpires are switched each day through the series, whether it goes 4, 5, 6, or 7 games, and they go clockwise around. In other words, the man on third today will be at the plate tomorrow. That is Owen. And they switch from day to day, going with the clock. I believe that Dizzy Dean and Al Crowder will pitch. I think that that's official. Mickey Cochran has said he will pitch Al Crowder. And Frankie Frisch comes through with Dizzy Dean. Dizzy, you know, has been hanging around Frankie Frisch's coattails for the past 3 days. Every time he got an opportunity to speak to his manager, he'd say, "Frisch, can I pitch the opening game?" And Frisch would look at him and say, "Maybe." Well, that didn't do Dizzy much good for a while. Well, I suppose because he just didn't know where he was standing, and he was just wild to pitch this game. But finally, Frankie came through and allowed his great ace, who has, with his brother, practically clinched the pennant for the National League team, the Cardinals, will pitch the first game. Star for Detroit, who was one of the outstanding features of the year to bring Detroit the flag, will not work today. He will probably be picked in the second game, possibly against Daffy Dean, Dizzy's brother, tomorrow afternoon. That is schoolboy row. But today, it almost certainly will be Dizzy Dean and Al Crowder. Dizzy Dean for the Cardinals, Al Crowder for the Tigers. And now, let me go through the lineup for the afternoon. I believe this to be correct, and if there are any changes, we will give them to you when they are announced. We'll give you the visitors first. St. Louis Cardinals. Leading off, Martin. Pepper Martin, who simply walked away with a World Series in his pocket several years ago. That was, in my experience, the greatest one-man effort I have ever seen in baseball. Pepper Martin, third base for the Cardinals. Rothrock, R-O-T-H-R-O-T-K, right field. Frankie Frisch, manager, second base. Medwick, in the cleanup position, left field. Medwick, Collins at first base. Delancey, D-E-L-A-N-C-E-Y, catching. Orsatti, O-R-S-A-T-T-I, center field. Durocher, D-U-R-O-C-H-E-R, shortstop. Durocher, one of the greatest of all shortstops in the field. Not a terrific batter, but a marvel down there, getting in the way of those balls and getting them over to first base. And Jerome Dean, pitching for the Tigers. Detroit, White is the leadoff man, center field. Mike Cochran has put himself in the second position. Mike used to bat third and fourth, you know, cleaning up. But now he is up in second place. D-O-C-H-R-A-N-E, catching. Derringer, D-E-H-R-I-N-G-E-R. Marvelous batting boy that plays second base for the Detroit Tigers, and one of the real reasons why Detroit is up there and in this series today. Greenberg, last year, just a rookie practically, just another first baseman, and today, one of the big soft gloves baseball stars. Greenberg, first base. And then that old Washington boy, whose acquisition was one of Cochran's big, fine steps this year. Bruce Goslin. You know, we've seen him playing World Series in Washington these many years. Now he's over with Detroit because Cochran was wise enough to pick him up. Rogel at short. R-O-G-E-L-L. Short. Owen at third base, O-W-E-N. Fox in right field, and Al Crowder will do the pitching. The umpires, we will repeat. There has been a change in the umpires in their position. We gave you what we had, but there has been a change. Owen is behind the plate. Clem, Bill Clem, at first base. Geisel at second base. And Reardon will be over at third. And now it's just 2.5 minutes before this ball game is going to begin. And I'm going to turn this microphone over, let the boys who are going to work inning by inning talk for a moment, just to loosen up their whistles a little bit so that they'll get started on the right foot. First, Ford Bond will speak to you for a moment. He will turn the microphone over to Tom Manning. Ford Bond of New York and Tom Manning of Cleveland. We're going to call him his nickname, but I believe we've stopped calling him that nickname. Tom, what do you think of that? Anyway, Ford Bond will speak, then Tom will speak to you, and boys, we're going to start the game. Tom Manning will work 4.5 innings, followed by Ford Bond for 4.5 innings. And now the umpires and the managers are about home plate, talking the situation over for a moment, talking of certain ground rules, and getting ready to go. The field is cleared. All that's out there in the field are a few fielder's mitts lying on the ground. And come on, Ford, take this microphone. Ford Bond. The boys are just about ready to go out and start this man's ball game for the first game of the 1934 World Series between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Tigers of Detroit. There's the national anthem. Let's listen.
report just a moment to those Jean brothers again. St. Louis won 15 shutouts this year. The teams scoring 12 of them, and the balance of the staff, 3. Boy, listen to that loud cheer as the boys go out into the field. Jerome won 7 of those 12 shutouts, and Paul 5. The balance of the staff, 3, and Paul also had his great no-hit game against Brooklyn. Now, the boys are out in the field, and in just a few moments, this ball game is going to start, opening the series, and my old pal, Tommy Manning of Cleveland, come on in.
Thank you, Graham. Good afternoon, everybody. We're over at Navin Field, Detroit, today. What a season this has been in baseball. What two teams we have out here, the color galore, the team brothers, Ed Dizzy and Zappy. It's that kind of a series, if you please. Over here in Detroit, for the first time in the history of the World Series, we've been postponed for 20 minutes to allow the crowd to get in. These fans here are so excited, so enthused over the expectancy of the color in this World Series, that they have all taken it good nature. The band has just left the field. Detroit Tigers are out there now tossing the ball around. Hello, black still that they've been using throughout the season. It's so black that it looks like a piece of coal. And that veteran right-hander, formerly of the Washington Senators, General Crowder, who pitched a great season in 1933, a faller in the World Series. Perhaps due to overwork, he is out there being acclaimed again by these enthusiastic Detroit Rooters.
Manager Mike Cochran, one of the greatest catchers of all time, goes to the receiving. Here's the last minute official lineup again. For St. Louis, Pepper Martin at third. Jack Walfrock in right. Manager Frisch at second. Medwick in left. Collins at first. Delancey, Cat. Orsatti, center. DeRocher, short. And the great Jerome Dizzy Dean in the box. They say he's dizzy. I wish we were dizzy too. For Detroit, right, center. Manager Cochran, Cat. Gehringer, second. Hank Greenberg, first. Bruce Goslin, left. Billy Rochel, short. Owen, third. They say he's the most improved player in the majors this year. Fox in right field. Crowder, pitching. Umpire Vic Owen, behind the bat. Clem, at first. Geisel, at second. Reardon, at third. The umpire has called play ball. Pepper Martin, the right-hand hitter, is stepping into the box. A great cheer goes up. General Crowder takes his glove off, stands back near the rosin bag, looks out towards center field. He has his outfielders all spotted. The old general steps up on the rubber. It won't be long now. Cochran rushed behind the plate. Pepper Martin taking his aim, swinging that old bat up and down. In that bluish gray uniform with cardinal red. Swinging the bat up and down. Up goes Crowder's arm. The World Series is on. The first pitch. It's a bounder down third base. Owen has it. He whips it across the diamond. Greenberg. And Martin is out. And away. The first ball pitch. General Crowder taking a slow wind-up. Puts that ball over the heart of the plate. Pepper Martin, the right-hand batter, swung on too hot. Carl Owen stepped over. Tom Galante picked it up. Tossed it over to Big Hank Greenberg. The series is on. The Cardinals in the first inning. One out. Nobody on. Jack Walfrock, formerly of the American League, playing a great game in right field for the Cardinals. He bats from left-handed, reputed to be a very fast runner, one of the fastest in the Major League. The pitch, it's outside, ball one. Jack Walfrock making a slow, easy aim at the pitcher, and here it comes. And there it goes, a high fly to center field. Out in the center field, and White is waiting for it. He has it, two men out. Puts that old ball into Johnny Gehringer. Gehringer to Owens to Greenberg. To Owens to Greenberg. They almost knock each other down. Then Greenberg bottles the ball a moment, crosses it over to General Crowder, and we're ready to go. Frankie Quick, the manager of the Cardinals. A left-hand hitter is that bat. He's a switch hitter, you know. And here it is. Quick ball. A fast ball right down the old alley. Strike one on the Cardinal manager, Frankie Quick. Two men out in the first inning. Nobody is on. The windup. The pitch. A half swing, but it's declared a ball. And the count is ball one and strike one. Frankie Quick is all set to lambaste that one clear out of the cherry shoot, as they call it. And now the count of the Cardinal manager, ball one and strike one. Quick steps out of the box. Gets a pinch of dirt.
Tucks the ducks off the shoes and he's back in there again. The signal and the windup. Ball one, strike one, two out, nobody on. Here it is. He swings at the ground ball. The ground on, back down. It's over near short. And goes over, retrieves the ball, but is unable to make a play. And I'm sure it is a base hit for the Cardinal manager, Frankie Quick. That was a ground ball. It is scored as an error. That ball was hit to the left of Barbo. He leaped over for it, batted it over towards shortstop. But Rogel was running over to back him up. He batted it over to the regular shortstop position and was unable to make a play. It is scored as an error. Barbo, the third baseman. Now we have Joey Medrick up. Picks the first ball. Picks it to base hit into left field. Frisch is rounding second base. Johnson retrieves the ball. Puts it into Rogel at third. Frisch bats to second. A single. Now we have runners on first and second. Frankie Frisch is on second. Medwick. Frankie Frisch on second. Medwick on first. Two men out in the first inning. And Rip Collins, who has hit 35 home runs this year. For the St. Louis Cardinals, the left-hand batter is up. General Crowder, a right-hand pitcher, is in the box. Gets his signal. Looks out for second. And here it is. Hits the first ball. Pitch. It's a drive into center field. White is backing up. He's under it. He has it. And a ball for the Cardinals in the first inning. No runs, one hit, and one error. Runners remain on first and second at the conclusion of the first half of the first inning. Come in, Ford.
That was a tense moment with two men on, two out, and Rip Collins at bat, man who has slapped out 35 homers this year. Here's the way that inning worked. Martin came up, knocked the first hit down the third, and was out on a fast throw from Owen over to Greenberg, reached the first backer just about 5 feet before the runner got there. Then Rothrock. Rothrock came up, slapped the second pitch on a high fly, sailing way out into center field with a hard-driven ball. But JoJo White was there when it came down, and two men were out. Frankie Frisch came up. Frankie Frisch drove one hard to the left of Marv Owen down on 30. Came out, got his hands on the ball, and Frisch went on down to first with base on Owen's error. Thrower calling it Owen's error, base down on first. Medwick came up, slapped the ball hard out into left field. Frisch moves on down to second. Actually, he wants to circle it, and Bruce Gosselin grand it on into third base. Collins came up without on that fly, but here is the Tigers at the first, and Tom Manning to give it to you. All right, Tom. JoJo White, left-hand hitter, center field of the Tigers, in his white uniform with the blue letters. He's up there, the first pitch from Dizzy Dean. Strike one, call, up burning, fast ball, so high, right down the old alley for a call strike. Dizzy Dean is out there wearing that pitch while just as confident as he has been in his 30 victories in the past. The windup, a long, lean windup, and here it is. A hook ball is low inside. Ball one and strike one. It's the last half of the first inning. In this old World Series ball game at Haven Field, Detroit. You're receiving the description through the National Broadcasting Company. Ball one and strike one. The pitch. Ball two. A fastball. This is the outside corner of the plate. And the count on the left-hand hitter, JoJo White, is ball two and strike one. He is the leadoff man of the Tigers. Can I see the catcher? And here's the pitch. Ball three, the fastball. The guy is JoJo White away from the plate. And the count on the first Tiger hitter. Ball three and strike one. Boy, oh boy, that busy team certainly has plenty on that ball. There it is. It's a strike. Right down the middle and the count on JoJo White is ball three and strike two. Dizzy Dean swinging those arms that come down almost to his knees. What a big penalty here. Here's the windup. The count is 3-2. There it is. There it goes. It's a ground ball. Down short. DeRosa has it. He looks at the column. And JoJo White is out. That was comparatively an easy catch. DeRosa taking that ball about so high. And a nice throw right over shoulder high. The column and the Tigers have one man out in the first inning. Mike Cochran gets a great hand as he steps to the plate. Manager Mike Cochran in his first year as manager of the American League. He's back to left hand, and here's the first pitch to Mike. Ball one. A fastball is low and just a little bit inside. The last half of the first inning. No scores yet. One man out. Nobody on. Cochran up. And it's ball one. Dizzy Dean, right hand of the pitching. Gillespie tapping. Here it comes. It's a ball. A fastball is outside. That was close, and the count on Mickey Cochran is 2-0. Guy Perkins is coaching at first, Baker at third. One out, nobody on. Ball to the pitch. Plate. Ball. That was a nice fast one. Over the plate. Well high. And now the crowd on manager Cochran. Ball two and strike one. Charlie Gehringer, the Tiger second baseman, hanging around home plate. The pitch. He swings. Hit the ground in the plate. Fish is down on his knees. He comes up. Out at first. Fish to Collins. That was a hard ground ball. Manager Fish. Whole team. He stumbled momentarily, but came up with the ball, tossed it over to Collins, and Cochran is out. Now we have two in out and nobody on. Charlie Gehringer, one of the greatest second basemen of all time, gets a great hand as he steps to the plate. He has played marvelous ball here for the Tigers, and he gets a great hand as he steps up to the batter's box. He's also a left-hand hitter. Charlie had a great battle on this year, you know, for the batting leadership of the American League. The first pitch, it's a strike. Ball. Charlie Gehringer elected to look that first one over. Dizzy Dean is in the box, you know, general starter for Detroit. Last half of the first inning, two outs, nobody on. No score as yet. Here's the windup. Strike one on the hitter. Ball. That was a third ball that missed the outside corner. And Dizzy Dean takes his head just a little bit. And now it is ball one and strike one. Two men out. Last half of the first inning. And nobody on. Here's the windup. One and one. The pitch. It's a sweeping hook ball with a low inside. Gehringer steps back. Ball two. And strike one. Gehringer pulls quite a bit away from the plate on that last pitch. It's sort of a change of place offering. Now it's ball two and strike one. The windup. The pitch. He swings. It's a base hit. Received by Joey Medwin. He whips it into Leo Thoreau's next second. And Charlie Gehringer is on first base. A ringing single to left field. That is the first Tiger hit of the World Series. Hank Greenberg is coming up. Hank Greenberg is a big Tiger first tackle, a right-hand hitter. Frankie Swift has left his position at second and has run in to tap with Dizzy Dean. Now he's going back again. Last half of the first inning, two men have been retired. Charlie Gehringer on first, and Hank Greenberg at bat. The outfielders are moving back, ready for the pitch, and here it is. It's a ball down on third base. Pepper Martin comes up with a throw. He is out at first. That was a beautiful play by Pepper Martin. He went far to his left, reached for the ball, and threw it over there. Just off the ground to Rip Collins at first base, and that is all for the Tigers in the first inning. No runs, one hit, and no errors. Gehringer was left on the base. Come in for it. White came up to start off the Tigers part of this ball game here in the first inning. White banged one, a hot one down to Leo DeRocher, who took it fast, got it over to Rip Collins on first, and one man was gone for the Tigers in the first inning. Cochran then came up, Mickey Cochran. Cochran banged one down to Frisch. Frisch stumbled, went down hard after the ball, but came up with it and wanged it over to Collins, and two men were out. Two out, nobody on. Gehringer came up. Gehringer got a hold of Rubber and lifted it out on a drive into left field. A single over the shortstop head, and he was down on first. There he was on first with big Hank Greenberg. Hank Greenberg, a mighty man with a bat, up there to face Dizzy Dean. He drove one down to Martin. Martin took it prettily, wound it over to Collins. And they were down four men up and three out for the Tigers in the first inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. And two big zeros hang out there on the scoreboard in right field. A zero for St. Louis and one for Detroit at the end of the first inning. Going into the second now, here is Delancey coming up to bat for the Tigers and Tom Manning to give you the second inning. All right, Tom. General Fowler, that right-hand veteran, is out there in the box to wind up the first pitch to Delancey, the left-hand hitter. He hits the first ball, it's a long poke to left field. Gosselin is back near the barrier. Finally, he has it. That was a long drive about 5 feet from the barrier in deep left field. Keith Gosselin backing up, taking the ball, and then puts it over to Jojo White in center, right to Rochelle, to Owen, to Gallagher, to Green. And now General Trotter again has the ball with his glove off, handling the ball in his bare hand. He gets a bit of rosin, and we're ready to go again. Orsatti, Ernie Orsatti, the center fielder of the St. Louis Cardinals of the National League, is up. Hits the first ball, it's a hit into left field. He was a left-hand batter, and he cracked the first ball, pitch, a line drive into left field. The ball is received by Bruce Garza. He returns it to Rochelle at second. It's a single for Ernie Orsatti.
That's the second hit of the afternoon for the Cardinals. That brings Rio DeRosa up. Rio DeRosa, you know, backed him right-handed. He's the little shortstop of the St. Louis Cardinals. Carter is pitching and Cochran catching. Here's the first pitch. It's a strike call. Geno puts that one in there. Letter high, Bill Mundy says. Here's the next pitch to Rio DeRosa. Ball one. That was a hook ball. That was a little bit outside. And the count on DeRosa is ball one and strike one. In the second inning, one man out. There's a peg over the first. Nothing happened. Carter has the ball again in the box. Rio DeRosa batting. Ball one, strike one, the pitch. He swings. It's a poke high out in the center field. Jojo White backing up a bit. Under it, he's waiting. And he has it. Two men out in the first half of the second inning. The Cardinals batting. And we still have Orsatti on first base. Now, Jerome Dizzy Dean is coming up. In the hotel lobby this morning, Will Rogers. He needs no introduction. Said, how's the old arm, Dizzy? Well, it's okay, says the wife. Don't want me to pitch, but golf's gone. Well, there's a ball game, and any pitching to be done, I'm the pitcher. And there he is. He's in there pitching. And here's the first pitch to Dizzy. He swings at the foul back. Strike one. And when Dizzy Dean asked Will Rogers how he was getting along, particularly over Rutger, he said, well, Dizzy, they had me play in the outfield. He said, I didn't do any pitching. But they had a great time together. They're two great fellows, Will Rogers and Dizzy Dean. All right, it's the last half of the second inning. You know, two men out. Orsatti on first, and the count on Dizzy Dean is strike one. Here's the pitch. He swings at the bounding ball. Down there, second little girl has it. Crosses to Gehringer. And Gehringer drops the ball, and everybody is safe. That was a ground ball, and Willie Rochelle crossed an easy one over to Gehringer, and Gehringer dropped the ball, and now we have runners on first and second. We've been delayed a moment while Dizzy Dean is putting on that bright Cardinal sweater. The tag was all right, and Charlie Gehringer, the second baseman of the Tigers, is charged with an error. Now we have Orsatti on second, Dean on first, two men out, and Pepper Martin. Pepper Martin, the star of the series of 31. Boy, will you ever forget what he did in that series. Stole bases, he hit home runs. He climbed up on the fence, the slant long drives, and here he is again. Pepper Martin was slowly getting in the box. He was in there, but Carter was ready to pitch, and he jumped out of the box quickly. And all ready to go again. Pepper Martin is up the first pitch. Foul back, strike one. Pepper Martin wasn't kidding on that play. Let that back go from way back that time. No scorers yet. The first half of the second inning. Orsatti is on second. Dizzy Dean is on first. And Pepper Martin is up with two outs. Strike one. General Carter, right-handed pitching. Captain catching. Here it comes. It's a foul back. Pepper Martin lets the bat slip out of his hand. And it flies through over to the boxes in back of home plate. Now we have strike two on Pepper Martin. We have runners on first and second to know no score yet in this first World Series ball game from Maven Field, Detroit. Pepper Martin's back in the box again now. Right to the count. Here it is. It's a bounding ball down third base. The big hat. Horn has it. Here's the throw. And the throw is wide. And everybody is safe. The bags are loaded. Carver took that ball. He backed up on it. Then threw it wide to Hank Greenberg, pulling Greenberg off the bag. And now we have the back loaders, as it were, and two men out. That is an error for third base for Owens. That is the third error of the afternoon for the Tigers. And here's the picture as you see it now. Ernie Orsatti is on third base. Dizzy Dean is on second base. Pepper Martin is on first base. And we have two men out. Jack Rothrock is coming up. The last time up, Rothrock hit a fly ball to Jojo White in center field. He passed the left hand of the pitch. Four runs. Crowder's hook ball was low inside. As we gaze around at the bullpen, nobody warming up as yet. It's the first half of the second inning. The Cardinals have the bags loaded, two men out. The windup. And here it is. Strike call. That was a fast one. Felt high. And now the count on Jack Rothrock is up there hitting it. All the bags loaded. Two men out, and the bags are loaded. Here it is.
It's a drive in the center field. The base hit in the left center field. Rosati is coming in. Dean is rounding second. Third base coming in. Patero to the infield. And Papa Martin goes to third base. Two runs score for the St. Louis Cardinals. Here's the picture again. The bags were loaded. Jack Rothrock was up there, and he hit a line drive into left center field. It was a single, and it takes Rosati across the plate. Also, Dizzy Dean. Papa Martin went to third. Rothrock dropped at first, and it is now St. Louis 2, Detroit nothing. Runners on first and third. Two men out, and manager Frankie Fisk coming up. Frankie dropped the left-handed, you know. With a right-hand pitcher in the box. The pitch, it's a foul. Strike one. That was certainly a smack by Jack Rothrock, a line drive into left center field. For a moment, it looked like extra bases, but JoJo White was over there, took the ball on the second hop, and whipped it in there to Rogel, holding Rothrock at first. Here's the pitch. It's a long foul upstairs. Strike two on Frankie Fritz. First half of the second inning, you know, St. Louis Cardinals 2, Detroit Tigers nothing. Frankie Fritz, the manager of the Cardinals, who stepped out of the batter's box for a moment. Knocked the dust off his shoes, and now he's back in there again with runners on first and third. Two men out. First half of the second inning. Crowder takes the stretch, and here's the pitch. It's too high outside. Ball one. With a count 2-0, Crowder elected to try to get Fritz to swing at a high fast one outside. And now we have strike two, ball one. Frankie Fritz was batting left-handed this afternoon against the right-hand slant of Crowder. Runners on first and third. Two out. Here it is. He swings. It's a down ball. Carringer fumbles the ball. Retrieves it quickly. Crosses the Greenbird. And pitches out at first base. That is a nice play by Charlie Gallagher. A ground ball between Carringer and Greenbird. Carringer coming over far to his left. Knocks the ball down. Home of the former Charlie. Turned all the way around. And then crossed the Greenbird. Getting first at first base. Come in for it. Very happened that inning. Delancey came up. Banged the fly out to left field. Dawson was right up against the wire. And cricket, there was one gone. Or Fatty came up. Slapped one between the third baseman and shortstop into left field for a single. Then Buricker. Buricker next to bat, a man on first, one out. And he slapped one out to JoJo White in center field, and two men were gone. Two out, a man on. Dean came up. Dean drove one down. Rogel covered to get off second base. Off to Gehringer. Gehringer made an error, taking a throw for Rogel, and Orfatti would save a second. Martin at bat. Two on, two out. A bounder down to third, and the save at first on Owen. Wide throw to first base. Rothrock came up. Slammed one out into center field, scoring Orfatti and Dean. Martin went to third. Rothrock was on first. Frank was the next man in the batting order. He wrapped one down to Gehringer. Gehringer had a hard time handling. It was a bad ball to handle, but he got a hold of it. Picked up off the ground. Shot it over to Greenberg, and the side is retired. Two runs, two hits, two errors. Here is Bruce Gosselin at bat in Detroit's half of the second, and Tom Manning. The first pitch to Gosselin. A change of pace offering is high outside. Bruce Gosselin, you know, is a left-hand hitter. All one. Dizzy Dean is in the box for the St. Louis Cardinals with Delancey behind the bat. Gosselin is first up in the last half of the second. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. A nice hook ball. It comes over just above the knees, and the count on Bruce Gosselin is ball one and strike one. Gosselin is up. Rogel hanging around home plate. The pitch. It's a ball inside, and the count on Gosselin. Ball two and strike one. Gosselin pulling away from that one. Dizzy Dean has plenty on it, too. Mrs. Dizzy Dean said that Jerome would not pitch this afternoon, but apparently Jerome won out. It's a high foul. Almost up in the third deck behind home plate. Another count on Gosselin is two and two. Gosselin leading off for the Tigers in the last half of the second inning. Gosselin batting, and Billy Rogel will hit next. Two and two. Dizzy is taking a little more time at the moment. Now he's ready to go. There's a long windup, and here it is. It's a base hit in the left field. Sedgwick retrieves the ball, tosses it in there. Two, he has the road to the second, and it's a one-base drop for Bruce Gosselin. Gosselin took a hold of a high fastball inside and drove it to left field. It's a hard hit ball, and Joey Medwick handled the ball very neatly out there in left field, returning it to DeRocher and holding Gosselin at first.
That's the second hit of the afternoon for the Tigers. Billy Rogel is up. You know, he's a quick hitter. He bats him either left or right-handed. That's Billy Rogel. He's hitting left-handed this afternoon. Billy Rogel is up there, and the count is strike one on Bill Rogel. As the long lead wind up again of Dizzy Dean, the pitch. Strike swinging. Strike two. That ball was up around the peak of the cap. Billy Rogel strikes those high ones, and he took a murderous cut at it and missed. Strike two on Rogel. Last half of the second inning. St. Louis Cardinals, two. Tigers, nothing. Nobody out. Goslin is on first. Here's the pitch. Hit the ball outside. Apparently, that was a pitch out. With the count, strike two. Delancey sneaks the ball on the outside of that plate. And now the count on Billy Rogel. Ball two, strike two, and ball one. Paul Bowen hanging around home plate. There's the stretch. The pitch. Hit the ball outside. The count on Billy Rogel, who is batting left-handed, is ball two and strike two. The last half of the second inning, the first game of the World Series. From Maven Field, Detroit, to the National Broadcasting Company. Two and two is the count. Strike three. The throw to second, a double play. Goslin is out, and Frankie Fish was hurt on the play. Dizzy Dean, everybody is running out to second base. On that play, you know, Goose Goslin was on first base. Goslin was off with the pitch. It was a called strike on Billy Rogel, and then Delancey hooked the ball to Fish. Fish took the ball, sitting him on second base. Goslin went in hard and knocked Frankie Fish down. And now all the Cardinal players have left the bench. They're dashed out there at second base. The trainer is out there, and they're all bending over Frankie Fish. He got up and walked about 15 yards away from the second base cushion, and then again sat down on the ground, and as we observed him coming over toward first base, he was rubbing his left shoulder. We all sincerely hope that nothing severe has happened to Frankie Fish. Uh-oh, Dizzy Dean is out there. Dizzy Dean is patting him on the back and saying something, and finally he's probably saying, come on, old kid, you can take it. That'll be just Dizzy's day. Goose Goslin went in there that time. Unintentionally, we are sure, but his knee was a little high. Frankie Fish was rather low to take that throw, and Goose Goslin's knee bumped into the shoulder and the neck of Frankie Fish. And now, as the players are going back to their position, Frankie Fish is up, and he certainly can't take it. He's a great money player, and a gangster, if ever one did live. That's the manager of the St. Louis Cardinals. He's up there now, waving his players to go back to their position, and he's rubbing the right side of his neck near the shoulder. Actually, you know, was a double play. Goslin was out at second. Rogel was called out on strike. Two men out. Last half of the second. Nobody on. And Bob Owens, the great surprise player of the American League, the third baseman of the Tigers. They said he wasn't good enough for the American League at the spring training base. But he certainly has been a great third baseman for the Tigers. Strike one, called. A foul on that particular play. Owens tries to duck away from a fastball inside. The ball accidentally hit his bat, threw into the lower deck of the stands, and of course it is strike two. That was a burning fastball that Owens tried to duck away from. Two men out, nobody on. Strike two on Owens, a right-hand batter. Woody Dean takes a little too long in shooting that ball straightward, and Owens steps out of the box. He's in again. Dean winds up, strike two to pitch. Three, he swings and misses. And that is all for the Detroit Tigers in the last half of the second inning. At the end of two innings, it is St. Louis Cardinals representing the National League 2. Detroit Tigers of the American League 7. Four.
Three up and three down, then. Goslin came up, the goose. Goslin, the left fielder of the Tigers, drove the ball into left field, a pretty single, a clean ringing single. He was down on first. Rogel came up. Rogel came up, one on, nobody out. Now went up to three and two on him. Goslin trying to take a terrific lead off first. Dizzy Dean side for him once, then turned his attention to the batter. On the next pitch, Rogel struck out, and Gosselin was off like a flash for a second. Delancey fetched it down to Frisch. Gosselin went in hard, and as you heard, Frisch was hurt. But there were two out, a strikeout and a man out of second trying to get down there on that third strike. Then Owen came to bat. Owen came up, and the first was a call strike. The second, he tried to get out of the way. The ball hit his bat, fouled off, and it was strike two. Then Dizzy took it. Dizzy took it, wound up, rammed it over the plate, and he swung hard, collecting a lot of air on the end of his bat for the third out. No runs, one hit, no errors. And here are the Cardinals up with Joey Medwick, Ducky Medwick, at bat in the first half of the third inning, and Tom Manning to give it to you, with Sauter taking his place in the box. All right, Tom. That's right, Medwick. You know, is the boy who got the first hit in this Blue Ribbon event of 1934. His first time up, a beautiful face hit. And now he's coming up for the second time. Sauter is in the box, you know, for the Tigers, the right-hand pitcher, Coughlin catches. Medwick up, and it's ball one. There's a base hit in the left field, his second hit of the afternoon. Dawson goes over fast, he sees the ball, puts it into Rogel at second base, and Joey Medwick drops it first. Two hits out of two trips to the plate. Nothing spooky about the base hits that we're having on either side this afternoon. They're ringing drives to the outfield. And now we have Collins coming up. Collins, you know, is the St. Louis Cardinal first base for the left-hand batter, who has 35 home runs for the season. The pitch. It's a ball. The hook ball is high inside. It's the first half of the third inning, you know. St. Louis Cardinals 2, Detroit nothing. The starting pitchers are still in the ball game. Carter for Detroit, Dizzy Dean for St. Louis. There's the stretch. Medwick on first, nobody out. It's a foul. The ball pounds off the umpire's chest protector and fouls very rapidly back out to General Sauter. Another count on Rip Collins, ball one and strike one. Ball one, strike one on Collins, the left-hand batter. The pitch, he swings it to Carter down first. Greenberg takes it, goes to Rogel at second. Harden, that's the kill. He's in the dirt, and it's a wire throw. Back from Rogel. And Collins goes to second base. And that play, Medwick was on first. Collins hit a ground ball to Greenberg. Greenberg whipped the ball to Rogel, forcing Medwick at second. Billy Rogel then, in trying to complete the double play, threw past Greenberg, and Collins went to second base. That, of course, will be scored as an error for Billy Rogel, the shortstop. And now we have Collins on second base. One man out, and catcher Delancey. The left-hand batter is up. That was a made-to-order double play. Greenberg coming up nicely with that ball and throwing it to Rogel. That is the fourth error of the afternoon for the Tigers. Collins is out on second base in a scoring position. Delancey the catcher, who back to left-hander, is up in the first pitch. It's a ball. The hook ball is just a little bit high on the inside. Ball one on catcher Delancey. There's a stretch. Runner on second to go. One out. The pitch. It's a ball. The fast ball is too high. And the count on Delancey. Yep, Ernie O'Stanley hanging around home plate. Sorry, your note is looking just a little bit slow now. Here's the pitch. It's the ground ball. Down first base. Greenberg fumbles the ball. And Gerringer receives it. The ball is at the plate. And Collins continues on and beats the third. Scoring. That was a ground ball, but Collins on second base. It was a ground ball down first base way. Greenberg allowed the ball to trickle through his leg. Sonic Gerringer received the ball, and Collins ground at third base, going at full speed, and stood in just ahead of the throw, scoring. That is scored as an error for Hank Greenberg, the Tiger first baseman. And the score now, the St. Louis Cardinals 3, Detroit Tigers 7. Manager Mike Cochran has taken off his chest protector and his cap and has walked out to the box. He's standing out there bareheaded. Bob Owen, the third baseman, has walked over to the pitcher's box. Hank Greenberg has also walked over for a conference with manager Mike Cochran. They're standing around there now, but General Sauter has walked out just a few paces behind the pitching rubber. Manager Mr. Cochran has been called quite word by Rick Owen. Rick Owen has waved his mask now, telling the boys to huckle up a little bit. Cochran walked out again toward the pitcher's box.
And he says something to third baseman Marbolin and to first baseman Hank Greenberg. Now Kaplan is going back behind the plate. Field to Wilcher. Very gentlemanly, has picked up Kaplan's cap and chest protector. Kaplan's mask, rather, and has handed it to him. Kaplan puts them on and now ready to go again. Carter stays in the box. Mario Scotty is up. He hits the first ball, picking the foul down the left field line. Runners out there in the field boxes making an attempt to get the ball, but Bruce Gosman runs over and receives the ball and throws it back into the diamond. Mario Scotty is up now, and it is a foul, strike one. St. Louis Cardinals 3, Detroit nothing. First half of the third inning. Here's the pitch. As it's back outward, right field. It is out. Fox comes in fast to take the ball, felt high, throws it into Carrier, and now we have two men out. Two men out, and Leo DeRocher coming up. Leo DeRocher, you know, backs him right-handed. He is the shortstop for the St. Louis Cardinals. Delancey on first. Two outs. DeRocher hits the first ball, hits a lefty fly toward right field with Pete Fox coming over a little bit. He's under it, and he has it. That is all for the St. Louis Cardinals in the first half of the third inning. Come in for it. The Cardinal Medwick up in the first half of the third. He rammed one past third baseman Marvin for a single. He was on first. Collins at bat. Collins grounded one hop down to Greenberg, who turned, winged it down to Rogel. Medwick out at second. Rogel up through, rolled back to first, and Collins went on down to second when the ball went by Greenberg there on Rogel's error. Bad throw. And on second, Delancey up. Delancey drove one hop down to Greenberg. Greenberg got the ball trickled through his leg, and he was safe at first. Collins went on in, scoring, sliding into the home plate ahead of the throw, getting in there and was called safe. Orsatti then came up, ran the fly out into right field where Pete Fox was under when it came down, and two men were gone. DeRocher then came up, one on, two out. He left one out the same direction, and Pete Fox had the third put out. So the score is 3-0. Two runs for the Cardinals in the second inning, one run in the third, 3-0, and Detroit coming up with Pete Fox, Irvin Pete Fox, the right fielder made those last two outs for the Tigers, coming up first here in their half of the third. There's the windup and the pitch. It's a high fly ball back to first base. Collins is back up right on the line. He takes it. One man out. Pete Fox with a count ball one and strike one. Set to a little pop fly back to first base. That's Chris Collins back up for. General Crowder is getting a nice hand from the fans here at Haven Field as he steps up to the plate. General Crowder, you know, bats him left-handed. Here's the Tiger pitcher. Left-hand batter, last half of the third inning. One out and nobody on. Dizzy Dean first offering. It's a call strike. A fast ball that was right down the old alley. Rick Owens, umpiring behind the bat. Raises that right hand indicating a call strike. Call. Fast ball was low inside. Crowder stepping back away from the plate. And now the count is ball one and strike one. General Crowder completes the first round of the Tiger hitters. Here's the ninth batter of the afternoon for Detroit. Ball two. Fastball is high inside of the count on pitcher Crowder. Ball two and strike one. Last half of the third inning. Tigers three runs behind. One out and nobody out. The pitch. Strike. Ball. That is a curve ball. Crowder pulled away from the plate. But the goal called to the strike and the count is 2-2. St. Louis Cardinals 3, Detroit Tigers nothing. It's the last half of the third, one out and nobody on. JoJo White hanging around home plate. The pitch. The high pounder, a top ball. Dean has it, tosses to Collins, and Crowder is out. Crowder swung hard at that ball, but topped it, and it was a high bounder about 15 feet high that Dizzy Dean waited for, and then tossed over to Collins. Now we have two men out. Nobody on. And JoJo White. Center field of the Tigers coming up. Last time up, White pounded out DeRocher to Collins. Here's the first pitch to White. All one. Fastball was inside. White pulled his bat down as if to bump them, throwing Pepper Martin, who came carrying in fast. But of course, it was a ball, and nothing further happened. Here's the windup again. Dizzy Dean pitching. Here it is. It's a foul up and back. Ball one, strike one. Manager Mickey Cochran coming up next. Last pass, the third inning, two outs, and nobody on. Dean winds up, and here it is. Ball two. Two and strike one. Again, Jojo White pulled that bat in as if to bunt. And once again, Pepper Martin came carrying in. Martin goes back to his position. He smooths the dirt out there in front of him. Here's the windup again. Two and one, the pitch. A change of pace offering is a little bit high, and it's three and one on Jojo White. Well, that change of pace offering, it's Dizzy Dean. Dean to just that ball in there. Here it is. Strike two called. Powered up with bloody fast. Three and two. Jojo White, a left-hand batter, is up. Last half of the third inning. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch. Go ahead, he says. Ball four. That's the first pass of the afternoon. Dizzy Dean is knocking his bare head against his glove. And a just a little bit of compliment on the part of Dizzy. Drop halfway in toward home plate. Now he has his throat out, pulling up his trousers. And as the Cardinal infielders come in to say words of encouragement, he nods his head, holds up his bare hand, says, fear not, my men, fear not. Mike Cochran, the manager of the Tigers, is coming up now. Mike, you know, is a left-hand hitter. We're delayed a moment. Delancey, Cochran, has Rick Owens. We're talking something over there. Now ready to go again. Jojo White is on first. Two men out. Cochran, the left-hand batter, is up. Dean is back on the rubber. A long stretch. Here's the pitch. Ball one. A fast ball. This is Cochran. There's a kick out of the way. Rapid. Mickey Cochran must be advancing. Old Bill Roberts has never had a better quick step than that one for him. Dizzy Dean keeps it paper. It's a base hit. A base hit to left field. Barry Roberts retrieves the ball, kicks it to the third base. Jojo White stops at second. That is really the first chance this afternoon in this World Series that the Detroit Tigers have had a real chance to let loose. And boy, the 45,000 and upward fans here at Raven Field certainly cut loose when Mickey Cochran throws that ball in the left field. Now we have runners on first and second. Charlie Gallinger is up, a left-hand batter. The pitch, strike one, call. Sneak over the back of Mike Cochran, but Cy Perkins, who was coaching at first, doesn't permit a play. He yells at Cochran, and Cochran is back to bat. Here's the pitch to Gallinger. It's a ground ball. It's a base hit. A base hit in the center field. One run is across the plate. The throw is to second. Gallinger slides into second base and is safe. There's no White today is on second base. He's scored. Who was on first, went to third, and Charlie Gallinger, the batter, went to second. That was scored as a base hit for Charlie Gallinger and an error for the center fielder, or Scotty, of the Cardinals. With runners on first and second, Gallinger followed the ground ball to the center of the diamond for a base hit. That brought in Jojo White with the first Tiger run. Mickey Cochran, ground inspector, top speed, went to the third base. And Ernie Orsatti, the center field of the Cardinals, fumbled the ball, getting an error, allowing Gallinger to reach second. And it is foul. The St. Louis Cardinals, three, Detroit Tigers, one. Runners on second and third, the last half of the third inning. Two men out, and Big Hank Greenberg, a right-hand batter, is coming up. Dizzy Dean warms up. The pitch, strike one, swinging. That was by Hank Greenberg. He comes from way back. Oh, what a ball game now. The fans here at Detroit are just standing up. They've really got the World Series third, if you please. They had to wait until it's third inning. And here's the pitch again now to Greenberg. Strike two. He swings much too late at that one. And it's strike two on Greenberg. Oh, I believe. runners get three. Three to out and third of the Cardinals. The Tigers have runners on second and third. The tying runs are on second and third. And Hank Greenberg is up. He has taken two healthy swings and missed both. Here's a wind-up by Dizzy Dean. The pitch. Strike three. He swings and he misses. That's all for the Tigers in the third inning. Come in, Paul.
That's the end of the third inning of this World Series baseball game between the Cardinals and the Tigers, being played here at Navin Field, Detroit. This broadcast comes to you with the compliments of the Ford Motor Company and the Ford dealers of America. Here's what happened in that third inning. The Tigers came up with a 3-0 in favor of the Cards. Fox did bad. A pop fly and Collins, the first baseman, backed out on the grass back of first and was under when it came down, and there was one gone. Fowler had bat a high boundary, bounded about 15 feet in the air. Dean came in under it, pulled it down and winged it over to Collins, and there were two men gone. White came up, and Jerry Dean proceeded to walk Mr. White on a free ticket down the first base. He was down there, tossing it back, one on, two out, and he drove one hard to the left field, sending White down to second, two on, Gehringer up. Gehringer singled over second, scoring White, sending Cochran down to third. Gehringer went down to second on Orsatti's error out there in center field. Greenberg came up, two on, two out. Mighty Hank Greenberg was up at bat, two men on base, a man on second and third, and proceeded to strike out, swinging hard to third one, getting nothing but a lot of ozone free trouble. One run, two hits, one error, and the score is 3-1 in favor of the Cardinals as we go into the fourth inning. Here's Tom Manning. First half of that fourth inning, the first game of the Blue Ribbon Classic of 34 at Navin Field, Detroit, through the National Broadcasting Company. Jimmy Dean, a right-hand hitter, is up. Hits the first ball, fits the ball to down third base, played a foul. Bob Owens is off of the crack of that bat and retrieves the ball, puts it into Cochran, Cochran to Greenberg, to Trotter. And Dizzy Dean walks slowly back to the batter's box, picks up the bat, and again he is taking a long, sweeping cross swing as he prepares to be ready for the next pitch. The windup, and here it is. Hit the ball. The third ball is low outside. Dizzy Dean steps back, and now the count is ball one and strike one. First half of the fourth inning. St. Louis Cardinals, 3, Detroit Tigers, 1. Here's the pitch, 1-1 on D. He swings. It's a long drive to deep left field in the left field corner. Carlson going back on the line, and he has it! And I sat by two Carlson, way over the extreme left field corner, right on the line. Dizzy Dean smacked that one right on the nose. He was almost to second base. Dizzy thought that one was out of the park, but he just smiled to the fans, tipped his hat, and walked back slowly. One man out in the first half of the fourth inning. And now we have the top of the Cardinal batting order coming up again. Pepper Martin. First time up, Pepper was out, third to first. The next time up, he reached first by Marv Owens' error. And now he is coming up for the third time. A ball, low inside. Pepper Martin, you know, is a right-hand batter. No hit, shot of 2 steps to the plate. Strike. Call. Nice curve ball over the heart of the plate, and the count on Pepper Martin is ball one and strike one. Jack Rothrock, the right fielder, hanging around home plate. The pitch. It's a ball. That ball was blown outside. Now the count is ball two and strike one on Pepper Martin, third cracker on the St. Louis Cardinals. First half of the fourth inning. One out. Nobody out. Here it is. Pepper Martin attempts to bunt. The ball hit home plate, bounded up and hit Pepper Martin in the ribs, but the umpire has called it only a foul, and it's strike two. Ball two and strike two. That time, Pepper Martin attempts to cross Marv Owens up by jumping a punt down the third baseline. His bat was just a little bit over the ball, and it hit the rubber and bounded right up at the hitter. Two and two, the pitch. Ball three. Curve ball is low outside. Cochran digging it out of the dirt. And the count on Pepper Martin. Ball three and strike two. First half of the fourth inning. The Cardinals 3. The Tigers 1. One gone, you know, and nobody out. Here's the windup. 3-2 it is. The pitch. Strike three, swinging. That was nice work on the part of Mike Cochran. A tip ball that Cochran was able to hold. So it's a strikeout for Pepper Martin. Two out and nobody on. Jack Rothrock is coming up. That's the first strikeout for Crowder.
Rothrock is up. Quick call. Rothrock pulled away from the plate on that one, but apparently the ball was over the inside corner. There's the windup again. Two outs. Nobody on, you know. Change of pace offering is a foul up and back. Strike two. First half of the fourth inning, you know. Two men out and nobody on. First game of the World Series of 1934. Here's the pitch. Another change of pace offering. Seemed like it took a full minute to get up there. It was too high. And the count on Rothrock is strike two and ball one. Here it is. Very high infield fly. Near third base with Owen Rogel. Deciding Owen is under it, and Owen takes it, retiring the Cardinals in the first half of the fourth inning. Come in, Paul. At the end of the fourth, for the Dodgers, the score is 3-1. Dean came up first, and Dean laid into that ball, swinging hard, and the ball rode way high, far and wide. With Garland chasing over, it looked impossible to get over that. He went over on the line and made a wonderful catch and brought that entire 17,000 feet. So people out there in that left field intersection up to their feet, praising that wonderful catch that Bruce Garland made of Dean's long drive into left field. Martin then came to bat. He went down on a strikeout. The third with a tip foul. It went into Scotland's glove, and two men were gone. Nobody on, and Jack Rothrock, who bats and throws right, was up there at bat. He came up in the Boston Red Sox and made it in the regular until he broke his leg. And apparently was through, but came back strong and was purchased by the Cardinals from Columbus during the winter. Played 125 games and hit 350 with Columbus. Got away to a great start. 21st, Rothrock went out on the fly. And here we are with Bruce Garland back to the Tigers in the last half of the fourth. All right, Tom Manning. It's a strike. Garland rolls a left-hand batter. Ricky Dean, right-hand pitcher, is in the box for the Cardinals. Here's the windup again. Garland bats from left-hander. Foul. The third ball was high outside, and the count on the goose is well on and strike one. He told me this morning all the folks down in New Jersey are all tuned in this afternoon. All have their fingers crossed for the success of their native son, Bruce Garland. Foul. That ball is inside. Garland steps back, raising both arms into the air, and it is ball two and strike one. Graham McNamee sitting here just marveling at this dizzy game. It's the first time I've seen him, Graham.
No, it's a long few times here in the year, Tom.
Boy, here's a pitch. Next pitch, it's a call strike, and the count is two and two. Goose Goslin, left-hand hitter, you know. Last time up, the Goose singles. It's a foul up and back. The count on Goslin remains ball two and strike two. Little old scramble over there for that one, and somebody got that ball. There'll be no more World Series for that little apple. Probably have a long, comfortable winter in somebody's stuffed as well. Two and two. Here it is. Garland hitting. It's a ball too high. Garland was all set to take a whale at that one, but it was a little bit too high, and now the count is three and two. Ball three and strike two, the last half of the fourth inning. St. Louis of the National League three. The Tigers of the American League one. Dean winds up. There's a ground ball. Nice hop to Frankie Fish. Fish to Collins. Garland is out. One down. Frankie Fish is all set for that one. Took the ball on a nice third hop, held high, and tossed it over very gently to Rip Collins at first. Now we have one man out. And Billy Rogel, the veteran shortstop of the Tigers. Left-hand hitter is up. He's a switch hitter. He's back from left or right-hander. All one. After Dizzy Dean let that ball go, he yelled, "Oh, golly." Well, that's a gentleman anyway. Rogel is up. All one. The pitch. The high fly. Out to short left-center field. Joey Ludwig coming in. He's under it and has it. Ludwig came in from left field, hit a short, left center, and took that high fly on Billy Rogel. Two men out. Nobody on. Last half of the fourth inning. Bob Owen is up. Last time up, Owen struck out. He got the right-hander. Took the first ball, takes the high fly, short, right field, quick backing up. They're all coming in, almost a circulation, but Prince gets under the ball and takes it. Lockrock, who is a fast runner, came in fast after that. Collins and Prince were backing up, but finally Prince took the ball and got Lockrock swirled around at his feet and barely avoided a collision. That's all for the Tigers in the fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors.
The Goose came up there, and the Goose was batting Daisy, and so was his team pitching to him the same way. The count ran up to 3-2, and he banged one down to Frankie Brace, who took it, made a nice toss over to Collins, and the Goose retired to the dugout. One out in the fourth for the Tigers. The score 3-1 against them. Rogel came up to bat next. Rogel, the shortstop for the Tigers. He banged a fly into short left center. Medwick came in very fast, and the Ducky boy was under it for the out, making a pretty catch coming in fast and high from his position. Two men gone, and Marv Owen, the third sacker for the Tigers, with his back. He drove a fly into short right, and Frankie Brace went up, stopped very fast in position. Rothrock was coming in. It looked for a moment if they were going to stumble. Brace just lose his cap on that. He went out after it and was under it for the third out, retiring the side. 1-2-3, Goslin, Rogel, and Owen. No runs, no hits, no errors, and we go into the fifth inning with the St. Louis Cardinals leading over the Detroit Tigers. 3-2-1. Tom Manning, come in here. Here is the Cardinals up at bat with Frankie Brace, the first man up there. Here you are, Tom. Frankie Brace, you know, is a left-hand batter, Crowder and Cochran form the Tiger battery. A strike called. That was a nice fastball over the inside corner on Frankie Brace. The pitch swings. It's a long drive to right field. Fox is going back to the barrier, and he is under it and has it. That ball was just about 3 feet from the barrier in deep right field. One man out. Now we have Joey Medwick coming up. Medwick, you know, is also a long-distance hitter. Joe has some tape around his right wrist this afternoon. First pitch to Medwick, a foul up and back, right. Joey Medwick has two hits out of two trips to the plate. Two out of two. First half of the fifth inning, 3-1 in favor of the Cardinals. The pitch hits the ball. Third ball is high inside, and the count on Joey Medwick is ball one and strike one. First half of the fifth inning, one out and nobody out. The pitch. The long drive deep into left center field. Back, going. High into the bleachers, out in left field. And it is a home run for Joey Medwick, the little left fielder of the St. Louis Cardinals. Two Cardinals was off with a crack of the bat, but there seemed to be no doubt in his mind. He ran out the steam barrier in left field, but the ball was over the fence for a home run. And now, it is 4-1 in favor of St. Louis. Here it is. 4-1. That was a smash by Joey Medwick, and now we have Collins up. That's the first extra base smash of the series. Strike called. 4-1, strike one. Collins, you know, is also a home run hitter, having hit 35 this year. The hook ball is outside, and it's ball two and strike one. General Salvi, you know, is in the box for Detroit. Ball two and strike one. Collins is up. One out, and nobody on. Here it is. Strike. Swinging. What a cut he took at that one. Wheeled all the way around. Another count is ball two and strike two. Catcher, Delancey, hanging around home plate. It's a foul back. The count remains 2-2. First half of the fifth inning. St. Louis Cardinals of the National League 4. Tigers of the American League 1. Batter in the box for the Tigers. Cochran behind the bat. Collins up 2-2. The pitch. Change of pace. Ball is outside, and the count is 3-2 on Collins. 3-2, one out, and nobody out. Here it is. Fastball. He left. That was a fastball inside, and it was plenty high. Mike Cochran has just pointed over toward the Tiger dugout now. Perhaps wants someone to go down to warm up. No one has come out of there yet. And we have Delancey, the catcher, coming up. Delancey, the left-hand batter.
had a curve ball over the heart of the plate that time. Now we have Collins on first, you know. One man out. And Galanti, the catcher, is up. There's a high fly out to center field. Jojo White coming in a few paces under it, and he has it. Two men out. Collins is on first. Ernie Orsatti coming up. Orsatti, you know, the center field of the Cardinals to the left-hand batter. Ready to go, you know, two men out. Collins is on. And the pitch. It's a called strike. General Crowder sent that one over the inside corner. Done. About now. First we've had since the game started. It's a ball. Last ball was too high. And the count, ball one, strike one. Ernie Orsatti is up there, a left-hand batter. Two men out. First half of the fifth inning. Cardinals, four. Tigers, one. The stretch. It is. He swings. And it's a base into the left field. Collins was off with a crack of that bat, but 2000 retrieves the ball, whips it into Billy Roquel, and Collins is held at second base. That's the second hit of the afternoon for Ernie Orsatti. Base hit, wide to center, and now he has singled again. Two hits out of three times up. That brings Rio DeLocher up. Cardinal shortstop, a right-hand batter. Set up twice before, both times hitting fly balls to Fox, to White in center field. Here's the pitch. Ball one. The third ball was inside. First half of the fifth inning. Two out. Runners on first and second. Collins on second, or Orsatti on first. The road is up. The pitch. The high fly out for center field. Jojo White moving over into left center is under it, and he has it. That is all for the Cardinals in the first half of the fifth inning. And here is what happened. Frankie Frisch was first up. He had a fly ball to Fox in left field. Joey Mudwick got a hold of a fast one and parked it about 10 rows up into the left field bleachers. A fine souvenir for somebody. Collins, with a count 3-2, he walked. Galanti fly it out to White in center field. Ernie Orsatti got his second hit of the afternoon. A single to left. Collins was held at second base. DeLocher then hit a fly ball to center field, retiring the side. One run, two hits, one base on balls, and no errors. And so we go to the last half of the fifth inning. The St. Louis Cardinals 4, Detroit Tigers 1.
Radio friends, this first game of the World Series is being sent to you from the Cut Box at Navin Field. We're up in the third balcony, and this is Tom Manning speaking. We've had the pleasure of describing the play-by-play of the first four and a half innings, and it is a real pleasure now, too, that we turn the microphone over to the forward bound of New York, who will give you the play-by-play description of the remaining innings of this ball game. What pleasure, forward bound.
Thank you, Tom. Joe Dean's been warming up. Galanti down here. Now here's Pete Fox, the right fielder of the Tigers in there, swinging his bat. He's winding up. Here's the pitch. It's to Jimmy. Swings hard, and it's one strike on the batter. One strike on Pete Fox right here in the last half of the fifth inning. It's 4-1 against the Tigers. Pete Fox is up there. He's winding up. He shoots it in, and he drives one high up, fly out into short right. Frank Frisch and Collins are both back, and he goes out. Collins takes it just outside the foul line, and there's one gone. Frisch and Collins and Ross Rock were all coming after that ball. They were sure that one of them was going to get it, and Collins crossed the white chalk line out there many yards behind first base for the out, and there's one out, and General Alvin Crowder, the next man due up the plate. He's made no appearance down there for the moment. Galanti and Brick Owens are both looking over towards the Tigers dugout to see where Mr. Crowder is. One gone. There's one gone here in the last half of the fifth. Finally, Crowder comes out, swinging a couple of bats with his right arm. Now he sees him over his left and swings him over his shoulder. I believe we have a Dojack. Dojack is coming in to bat for General Crowder. That means we'll have a new pitcher. Dojack is taking the plate of Crowder. He's an outfielder. I think we can drop in the minor league. He's going to bat for Crowder here. He's coming up there now. That was what the wait was for. Joel Jack taking his place at the plate now, and Dean with the both arms hanging down to his side and looking at the signal. He finally goes up, lines up, shoots it in, and it's a ball. Low to the outside to a right-handed batter. Joel Jack picks up his starter, takes over his bat again. Here's the pitch. And it's a foul strike. Rick Owens runs up his hand and says, it's a strike, Mr. Dolzak. And it's 1-1 on Frank Dolzak, who's come in here to bat for Trout. Here's the pitch. He winds up, shoots it in, and it's a drive deep out into center field. Arcadi's waving that it is, and he has it as Rob Rock runs over, gets there just about the same time the ball does. Arcadi has it, and his two men are gone. Dolzak batted for Trout, which brings Johnny Joyner White, JoJo White, center fielder of the Detroit Tigers, up to bat. He's out there now, knocking the dirt out of the field cleat. Goes over, hits his bat, a big black willow down on the home plate. Looks out towards Dizzy Dean, swings his bat, flying it out just a bit. Dizzy Dean takes the ball, takes that wind up of his, shoots it down across the plate, and it wasn't quite across the plate. He was outside to a left-handed batter. And it's a ball. Ball one on JoJo White. Again, he sat down on the rubber, brings his bat up. Here's the pitch. Going inside, and it's ball two. Ball two. Joyner White at bat. His team gets the ball back to Mr. Delancey. Infield is kicking dirt around out here while his team looks into Delancey, taking the signal from him. Takes his head. Yes, that's all right. Winds up, and it's strike two. Strike one, ball two. Ball two and strike one. All strike on Joyner White. JoJo White. Here's the pitch. He winds up. And it's three balls, 3-1. Joyner White and Dizzy walked in, showing he's a little bit put out about that third ball. 3-1 is the count on the batter. And here comes the whole Cardinal infield in the draft doing. First, Andrew Frankie Drake and Leo DeRocher walked in. They're battled now by Rick Fallon and Bubba Matthews. Here turns around, stops finally for Rip Fallon. The others have gone back to their places. And Rip turns around, stops after his place. At first base there, turns his attention again to the batter. Counts 3-1. Two out. And he gets a left. Ball left outside and wide. Joyner White down on first base. Two men out. And Gordon Stanley, Mickey Backlund, the manager and the captor, bats left and throws right. He's up there at the plate with one on, two out. Here in the last half of the fifth, he scored 4-1 against his team. Mickey Backlund's up there at the plate. He doesn't matter about hitting well the landing. He looks over what comes in, and it's a called ball. Little high. Center, but high, and it's a pass on Mickey Thompson. Joyner White down on first. That's the picture in the last half of the fifth inning. 4-1 favor the Cards. Here's the pitch. It wheels over, and it's a foul strike. 1-1. It wheels right over the heart of the plate. He comes right down the alley, and Mickey wasn't looking for it there. And it's a foul strike. 1-1. Two men down. Joyner White on first. He takes a little lead off. He looks at him over his shoulder, but shoots it in, and down the right field, but it went foul. That wind seemed to catch it and shoot it over. It's a long strike into the right field bench, and it curved in down there almost out of the bend. It was a hard hit ball, and Joyner White comes back, starting diving himself down to his place at first base, and Mickey again gets into the batter's box. It's 1-2. 1-2, that's the long strike. Mickey steps up there again. He's back resting on his shoulder, looking hard down at his Dean. Takes a couple of swings. Dean has his shoulder now turned to the plate. Glancing just a little bit over Joyner White. He's taking his lead out there. He shoots it down, and Mickey swings at it. Drives it downward. Frank takes it, shoots it over to Collin. And there's a man down on second, and there's nobody down there now. It's 3-out, and they retire. And the Cardinals come in the bat, and here's Tom Hanks telling you what happened that inning. He popped the first up in the final half of the fifth, and he fouled off through Rip Collins. Collins had to go quite a ways back for that one. Dolzak, then was sent into bat for General Travis. With a cop ball on the first one, he tried deep to Ernie Orsatti. Orsatti came overnight to the right center, two of the first
set well. Jojo White came up, and after getting a crowd of 3-1, he left. Roger Mike Cochran gave the fans a bit of a thrill, and he got a hold of one of Dean's fastballs and drove it deep into right field. The fans sort of slammed out there until they reached the far line in the extreme corner. The ball was in, 4-5. Cochran then rounded out 6 to Collins. No runs, no hits, one base on balls, no errors. Looks as though football Marbury will be the next pitcher that is not official. However, up to now, at the end of 5 innings, here is a summary of what the pitchers have done so far. Dizzy Dean has allowed the Tigers 1 run, 4 hits, and the Tigers have been the recipients of 2 bases on ball. Sauters allowed 4 runs, 6 hits, and issued 1 base on ball. The only extra base hit of the afternoon is that long home run into the left field bleachers by Joey Medley. There is no question now. Football Barbary. We all remember that grand gentleman of baseball, Barbary. For several years, during the pennant-winning days of the Washington Senators of the American League, Hines without number, he came in from deep into the bullpen to save one of his comrades who were falling in the pitcher's box. Once again, he is in that role, relief role, as they call it, here in the first game of the World Series. Purple Marbury, that big husky right-hander, formerly of Washington, now with the Detroit Tigers, is to take up the pitching. He's a right-hander, and the first half of the sixth inning has 4 bombs.
Marbury in there, just he at bat, just over an offering, and it's inside off the plate, corner, inside corner to a right-handed batter, and it's 1 ball on Disney, who incidentally batted 246 during the season. Marbury winds up, here's the pitch, and he swings hard, and it's 1-1 on a swing at the offering of Purple Marbury. We come in there to relieve his Thomas Trotter, who's taken out for a hitter. Swings it in, and he drives one. It's a single out but deep between the center fielder and the left fielder. Oh, it's good for 2 bases. He went in there. It looks like a single. Looks like the fielder will get over after it. But Dean gets a 2-base hit, and he's down on second. Nobody out. And Pepper Martin coming up to the plate to face the new Tiger pitcher. The umpire has called time for the moment, waving his arms, and the trainer runs out the dugout with the big Cardinal colored windbreaker. For Gilstein, he's just gotten that nice two bag. He throw it high between Wright and Bruce Godwin out there in deep left center. Looks like they get a little shooted in, and Dean traveled on down to second before anything could be done about it. A 2-base hit for him, and the next man due up is John L. Martin. That's really those names. He's mostly called Pepper. Let's find out what the man's real name is. He came to the Spasm to Houston for him in 1928. He farmed out for a time. But in 31, he came back, landed a regular job on the regular World Series. You remember the story? He's up there at bat now. He's covered on second. Nobody out here in the first half of the inning. He swings hard at the first offering, and it's 1 strike. He collected for the bottom. Air on the over. He's back there. There's 1 strike on Pepper Martin. The score is 4-1 in favor of St. Louis here in the first half of the sixth inning. Dizzy Dean down on second, makes a little lead off. Marbury turns around, looks down at him. Brings his head to the batter, and he drives one hot over second base out into center field. Right retrieves it. Dizzy Dean comes on in. The throwing in is from right to Marbury, who got over to second base to throw in there. And now Marbury drops in, passing to Mickey Cochran. Pepper Martin is grounded on first. His team came in with a run on his single out there. Right to see the center in. Now Marbury is taking place back in the back. Boston has put his cap back on and he's getting ready to adjust his mask. And we're looking for Jack Rathrat. Rathrat got to come to bat. And on first, nobody out. Run in the first half of the sixth inning. 4-4-1 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals. He gets up there now into the batter's box. And he bunts one down there at third. The pitcher retrieves it, shoots it over to first. And he's out. The man going down on a nice sacrifice. And out on second. That's a marking. Rob Rock sacrificing his summer down. 5-1 on the home run in favor of the Cardinals. 5-1 in favor of the Cardinals. That's Homer in the fifth, and this side in here in the sixth is 5-1, and we have Frank Frey, manager and second baseman. plate with Pepper Martin down on second, one out. Pitch and a strike on Mr. Briggs. Strike one. He's up there again. Now Marbury has got there. Looks around at Martin on second. A pop, pop, pop in to way out off the foul line in left field. The third baseman goes back there, and he's under it. Owen making a sweetheart of a catch after he went back fast. Rossi's cap in the process. Beaver came back in, and the crowd gives him a nice hand for a beautiful catch going out fast under that pop-up, pop foul of Frankie Drake. Out there way back of third, over towards the left field, grandstand. A beautiful catch by Marboy. So now, it's two out. Man on second, Pepper Martin, and Joey Medwick. Joey Medwick, you up at bat, who is in the present chamber to get up there to the home plate, to any pitcher at any time. But Justin is a man on second. Here's Joey Ducky Medwick at bat. Swing that ball, he bats right. He swings hard and falls to ground. He swung so hard at that offering of Marbury. He pitched it up nonchalantly. Jim goes back, walks around the pitcher's mound, rubbing the ball and looking at Pepper Martin down on second. 5-1 in favor of the Cards here in the first half of the sixth inning. Here's the offering. He fouls it back high into the upper tier, back of home plate. New ball is given by Big Owen to Stockton, who throws into Marbury, and Purple is wiping it off out there, getting in the condition that he likes to pitch it. Has a big number 11 written on the back of that pretty white bag of uniform. Comes in, walks in, throws the rubber, looks around at Pepper Martin on second, taking a big inning, wind up, shoots it, throws a slow ball, a nice change of pace. It came in, but it was wide, and it's called ball one. One and two is the count on Joe Ducky Medwick. And on second base, two out, 4-5-1 favor the Cards. Marbury's watching Martin pass, turns around, shoots it in, but it was low, and it's ball two. Low and wide of the plate to a right-handed batter. Marbury gets the ball back, drops his glove down onto his wrist, everything hanging there by the strap. Wipes the ball off, comes in, looks both ways, throws it over his right foot, looks back at Martin, and makes an offering to swing just for the instant if he would, but nothing's happened about it. And Martin wasn't alarmed. Nobody was coming in there to the second base. And he knew all about it. He turned his head to the batter, shoots him, and again, it's a high foul. Mickey Stockton knocks his mask off. Then goes into the stand. He can't get it. So another ball comes into the ball game. Marbury has it. He's having to wipe off a lot of balls out here to get them in the condition he likes to put them. And Marbury looks around there at Martin again, who's gone back to the second track there, standing on it. Either Bill Rogel or Charlie Gerringer are paying any attention to it. They're watching to see what Joe Medwick does down there. He swings hard, drives a liner into right field. It's a Huffman, and the runner comes in. Pepper Martin crosses the plate on the throw-in, ahead of the throw-in. He cleared in. It wasn't after he could have gotten it. The ball sailed out and popped into another run-in. Now 6-1 on the single. It's Joe Medwick drove into right field. A line drive out there which hit short of what anything the Pete Fox could do about it. And there are two runs in this inning. Now Medwick is down on first. Two out, two runs in, and James Rip Collins. James Rip Collins of the Cardinals. First baseman at bat, always a dangerous man. Thomas told you a couple of times this afternoon that he has hit 35 homers during this 1934 season. Here's the pitch, it wings in, and it's a ball, ball one. Wide of the plate to a left-handed batter, outside. Rip Collins up there, Edwick down on first. He starts down for second, as they hit nice hit and run. Drives it hard on the ground out into right field. And he's safe on first, and Medwick is safe on third. He slid in there. He was way ahead of it. Wasn't necessary, but he hit the dirt anyhow. And there's a man on first and third. Two out and two runs in on Rip Collins' single. He was off with the pitch. Nice hit and run, and they worked it, getting hold of that ball and driving that into right. The umpire down on second base. Umpire Geisel throws his arms into the air, and there's a sign here for the moment. All the players now, with the exception of Hank Greenberg and Charlie Garrett, have walked in to talk to Fred Marbury, and he's leaving the mound. He's leaving the mound, and we'll have another Detroit pitcher here. No one out on the warm-up mound, but here comes a pitcher running in. We can't see who it is. He just came down the runway. up to see who it is. Walking in with a big windbreaker. Guy taking off now. Throwing it down to the bat boy. I'll tell you who it is just a moment. Who's going to replace Marbury there in the box here in the sixth inning with a score 6-1 against them of his first ball game here at Navin Field of the 1934 World Series. It looks like Fisher, but we can't identify him for the moment. Our first here high. Hodgett, Elon Hodgett, the Indian, has come in. Elon Chester Hodgett, the left-handed pitcher, has come in to replace Marbury here in the sixth inning. Hodgett replacing Marbury in the sixth inning, and the score 6-1 against them. 6-1 favor the Cardinals. Rip Collins is on first. Joey Medwick on third. Two out. And two runs in here in this inning. Hard pass the sixth inning, the first up. Hodges goes over and takes hold of the rosin bag. Watching hands off on it. Turns around and tosses one over to Greenberg for another set of warm up. Finally, he turns his attention to the batter, who is William Delancey, catcher of the Cardinals. He swings hard, drives it way out, high into left field, over Goose's head. It bounds against the fence. It's good for two bases, and he scores the runners. He's now held at second on the throw-in, and both Medwick and Rip Collins come in on that two-bagger of Bill Delancey. A hard drive over Goose's head. And now it's 8-1 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals here in the first half of the beginning of the first ball game of the 1934 World Series. Ernie Orsatti falls into the plate. He's up there already taking position in the batter's box. Elon hogs it. Finally gets the ball back. Wipes his hands off on the rising bag. Takes hold of the ball again. Bill Delancey down on second. Two out. Four runs in this inning. Swings and here's the pitch, and it's a foul strike right straight over, and a 31 but Orsatti was looking for that sign right here at the moment, and the ball goes back to Mickey Schatzer to the pitcher, winds up, shoots it in, he swings hard at it, the grounder down to the second base, Alec Gehringer, he's out at first, Gehringer to Greenberg. Out at first, here to Greenberg, four runs in that inning, and here's Tom Manning to tell you a resume of how those four runs happened. All right, Tom.
Boy, that was really an inning. Dizzy Dean was charged up after he was roused for missing one by the crowd. He just took it off and then got a hold of one and doubled to left field. Pepper Martin, single to center, and Dean scores. He almost missed that third base tag over there. Bob Owens, an umpire Reardon, had a bit of a conference, and the umpire thought that that size 9-2 or better of Dizzy Dean had just nicked the cushion. Swaprock made down a sacrifice. Marbury to Greenberg. Quick, fouled out to Owens. This was the outstanding fielding play of the day. A great running catch almost 40 yards from third base to Bob Owens. The Tiger third tracker went to get him. Joey Medwick then came up with a count 2-2. He singled to right field, scoring Copper Martin. That was Medwick's fourth hit of the afternoon. Three singles and a homer. That's great day's work for anybody. Collins then gave perfect execution of the hit-and-run play. Singled to right field. Medwick went to third. Hogsett replaced Marbury, a left-hander. Delancey doubled against the barrier in deep left field, high over Gosman's head. Medwick and Collins scored. That was fine splitting on the part of Collins. Making it 8-1. Orsatti then bounded out. Gehringer to Greenberg. So, at the end of 5.5 innings, St. Louis Cardinals with the National League. 8. Detroit Tigers of the Americans, 1. The last half of the fifth and fourth ball. The last half of the sixth, I'm just to correct you on a number there for the moment. We have Charlie Gehringer up at the plate for the Tigers here in the last half of the sixth. Here's Dean is looking him over. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike. Gehringer down there at the plate hoping to do something here. They're trailing by 8-1 as they go into the last half of the sixth. Gehringer first man up here for the Tigers in this half of the inning, and the ball sails over, and it's strike two. Strike two. Delancey waves the signal down to Dizzy Dean, walks out, holds up his hands, exhibiting what the umpire called it, confirming it so that Dizzy will know exactly where he is in relation to the batter. He winds up, shoots it in, and it's a low one, and a ball. A ball on the batter.
winds up and gets another one in, and ball two and strike two. Two and two on Mr. Charlie Gehringer there. Dizzy Dean winds up, shoots it in, he whams it down to first base. First baseman, and he tosses it over to the pitcher. Dean coming over to Rip Collins. Rip Collins drops the ball down, picks it up, and Dean coming over fast, gets the toss on him. Got there just barely ahead of Charlie Gehringer, who was pretty fast on those pins of his, and there's one gone. That's always a beautiful play on the ball then. When the ball drives down, goes to first baseman, the pitcher comes over, crosses the plate, taking the throw from the first baseman who has gotten it from the batter. It's always a pretty one when it's executed right. And it had to be executed fast then because it was a hot drive which he knocked down. Here's Hank Greenberg up at bat. Here's a pitch. The drive over second base. A line drive. And in. Dave Carstadt had it. He shoots off, but not quite. The ball bounds off. It shoots it in to second base. And he has saved a second. It scored as a hit and an error. A hit and an error. He came in fast for that ball awfully hard. It bounded up just about a yard in front when he was trying awfully hard to get it. Hit him in the chest, bounded off the end station. And Hank Greenberg is down on second on a hit and an error on center field, Ernie Orsatti. Hank Greenberg is on second. One out. And Goose Goslin, Leon Allen Goose Goslin, left fielder of the Tigers at bat. He bats left, left-handed, but throws right, you know. Here's the pitch, and he swings hard, goes clear down on one knee, turns clear around. If he'd gotten a hold of that lift, he would have gone places. He gave it all the heft that he has, and believe me, Goose has plenty of heft. We were talking to him last night, and he was talking about what big things he hopes to do in the series. All of them had to do that. Their hopes, and he swings hard again and misses the ball, letting nothing but a lot of air on the end of his bat for his trouble. Goose, all the boys on these two teams, take fellows, and anxious and hopeful for what they can all do in the series. Hank Greenberg on second, one out, strike two on the batter, Goose Goslin in the batter's box. Dean again takes that lazy stance, takes a wriggle from the Lancey, makes the stretch, winds ahead, it shoots in, and a little easy one down it. It gets between the shortstop and third baseman, and Hank Greenberg comes in and scores. Either one up to get to it, and it's a single for Goose Goslin. Both of them bad hard, both. Leo DeRocher and Pepper Martin, both of them trying to get to that ball, but it was just Jim Goslin. A hit for Goose, scoring, and Greenberg in second, and that makes the score 8-2 here in the last half of the pitch in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals. William Rogel, Billy Rogel is at bat next. Wears the big number 7 on his back, the white Tiger uniform. Cardinals in their Euro uniform, the light gray with the red figures. Cardinals. Here's the pitch to Rogel, man on first. And he drives one hot down to the second baseman. Fish shoots it over to first. The man is out. There was no time to make a double on that. Fish just barely had time to get that ball and get it over Rip Collins to get the man out. That first is two gone with Goose Goslin down on second. And they run in. Two men out, score 8-2 in favor of the Cardinals. Just time for Fish to get that one over to Collins to get Bill Rogel out. So we have Marvin Owen. Marvin Owen, who this year is at 321. He's driven in 88 runs. He's been doing a lot of good batting during the season. He's up there at the plate now. He bats right. Also, he's right-handed by a runner to pitch, and it's a ball on Mr. Marvin James Owen, the third batter of the Tigers. And on second, two out. Ball one on the batter. It has a signal. He winds up. There's a stretch in the pitch, and it comes over, and it's a ball strike. Umpire Brick Owen does that right hand up and out in the gesture of the strike. It's 1-1 on the batter. Marvin Owen in the batter's box. Man on second base. He's Goslin. Here's the pitch. He swings hard but gets nothing for his trouble, and it's 1-2. Ball one and strike two on the batter. Two out. One run in. 8-2 favor the Cardinals. Here's Dean again, looks in. He has a very lazy chance to make that signal and winds up, makes the stretch, and it's a foul. Back of the plate, looping into the first tier. Delancey walks about 8 or 9 feet in front of the home plate before he delivers the ball back to his team. Goose Goslin down on second, taking a lead of about 5 yards off the base. Looking around, see if anybody's paying any attention to him. He views that shortstop at second base is coming after him. A swing, a hard swing, and
Here's what the batter, Poole, striking out Marvin Owen, and the side is retired. The score, 8-2 in favor of the Cardinals. The end of the sixth inning. Here's Tom Manning to give you a resume of the Tigers half of the sixth.
Tiger half of the sixth. 1-1, two hits, and no errors. One error, rather. 1-1, two hits, one error. Gehringer, adopt Carlos Dean. Greenberg, single. He took second. Ossetti, error. Ossetti tried a two-swing catch then, and he was given an error. Goslin, single to left field, scoring Greenberg, making it 8-2. O'Gell, is off Fritz to Collins. Goslin went to second. Bob Owen, struck out. So at the end of six innings, St. Louis Cardinals, 8. Detroit of the American League, 2. You know, folks, the Ford Motor Company. Folks, at the crowds that are listening in, at the showrooms of Ford dealers throughout the United States and Canada, as well as everywhere else, are enjoying this game. It is coming to you from Navin Field, Detroit, the first game of the Blue Ribbon Classic of 1934. The first two games here at Navin Field in Detroit, and the next three, if necessary, in St. Louis. Going into the first half of the stretch inning, and here is Ford Bond.
Elon Hodgett, who leaves Marbury, who had previously taken Crowder's place after Crowder was pulled out for a pinch hitter. Hodgett is taking place in the box, and the Cardinals are up with Leo DeRocher, the shortstop. First man up here in the seventh inning to start it off. He's at bat, taking place in the box. There's the pitch, and it sails in and is called a ball. It's wide to a right-handed batter, wide outside of the plate. He tosses and shoots it back out to Elon. He takes it, winds up. Here's the pitch. And he drives one down to the shortstop. Who has leap into the air, pull it down. Rogel takes it over to Greenberg, and the man is out. That ball took a bad bound. And still, Rogel gets a nice hand from the fan for leaping in the air, clearing that ball after it made a bad bound. Man is out at first. Rocher retires to the dugout. And here comes Jerome H. Dizzy Dean up to the plate. Just 23 years old, and the amazement of the Major League. This man, Dean, who won 30 games, lost 7 in this past season. He comes up there, takes his place in the box. Elon Hodgett turns his head, he has his hands behind, both hands behind his back. Down before he assumes he can get extra signals from Cochran, and he winds up. Here's the pitch. Still swings hard and goes down on one knee. He put all the heft he had into that one. One strike on the batter, swinging. Ken Hodgett winds up, comes down the alley, fouls this one off, and it goes clear high over the whole stand. And this is a high stand here in Detroit at Navin Field. Fouls it clear up over the stand. He's back down there again with strike two on him. Hodgett rubbing off the ball now after drying off his hands on the rosin bag. Left-hander, you know, south ball, swings to the fourth side, winds up, drives it in, and he swings wide at that one, and he has struck out Dizzy Dean. Two men gone here in the first half of the seventh. Dean retires the dugout, which brings Donnell Pepper Martin up to the plate. Pepper Martin, lead-off man, third batter of the Cardinals. Next man up. So far, DeRocher and Dean have been up there, and both out. And Martin is the third man up for this inning. Two out, nobody on. The score 8-2 favor the Cardinals. Here's the pitch. And it's wide, forcing him back on his knees. The batter forcing Martin back on his knees at the ball. Very wide. This man, Hodgett, steps out wide. Swings, round arm. Shoots the ball in. And he tries to butt it. But he fouled it off. Hit down there around Mickey Coxon's foot. And it's 1-1. Pepper Martin. Pepper Martin goes off, wets his hands, rubs them down on the dirt, takes hold of the bat, drops his shoe, almost like Lefty O'Doul does for the moment. Steps back into the batting box. Here's the pitch. Sails in, and he drives it, hops down to the shortstop. Bill Rogel flags it over to Greenberg, retiring the side. 1-2-3, three up, and three down for the Cardinals. The seventh, they lead 8-2. Here's Tom Manning to tell you how that happened. Boy, we certainly watched two great plays that time. We told you about Bob Owens' play. Billy Rogel, the veteran shortstop of the Tigers, just turned in two brilliant plays. On DeRocher, the first man up, hit a ground ball down short. The ball hit something and took a nasty bounce. Rogel leaped into the air, turned halfway around, came down and whipped that ball over just ahead of the shooting DeRocher for a 12 play. Dizzy Dean, then very nonchalantly, took his exercises, three strikes. Dizzy doesn't do that very often, and the pitch is when he's tough. But then he just went up there and swung and struck out. Two balls.
Pepper Martin. Then hit it back down between the shortstop position and the second base bag. Rogel went over, came up with that ball, a hard smash, and tossed the greenball. No runs, no hits, and no errors. Dolly up for that old seventh inning stretch. Have your stretch either way. Take the stretch between the first half and the last half of the seventh, and we are at either part. So, if you're rooting for the Cardinals, go ahead and stretch. If you're rooting for the Tigers, go ahead and stretch. The last half of the seventh, busy team pitching out here at fourth. Pete Fox is back. Ball comes sailing in. It's a call strike right dead over the heart of the plate. The batter wasn't ready for it. And it's a call strike on Pete Fox. The score, 8-2 in favor of the Cardinals in the last half of the seventh. He swings hard. The next one drives a high one. The Lancey's not going to be fast. It's not good. The ball is long. Down, going down. Some jump plunks into the big net. And there's one gone. Irvin Fox, Pete Fox, the right fielder of the Tigers, is out. He retires the dugout. After Lancey takes that pitch, the ball has right up. Foul back of the plate. A very, very high one. Dean walks out. The pitcher's mound again. Delancey gets his mask on and just deep drives to a pitch comfortably over the ears. And here is Elon Chester Hodgson. Left-handed pitcher, and he bats left. He's up there to take his place in the batting order. He winds up. Here's the pitch. He tried to bunt, and he missed the ball, and it's strike one. The bat got away from him, rolled halfway up to the pitcher's mound. He tried to bunt that one, lost his hold of the grip on the bat. And it's strike one. Strike one on the batter. Hogs it. One out. Nobody on. Last half the seventh. 4-8-2 favor the Cards. Ball floats over and it's called ball one. It was outside. Way wide. Had to change of pace, but couldn't get it over the plate. 1-1 on the batter. Nobody on. He swings the next one, drives it down to the shortstop, 2-0-2, pegs it over to first, a nice fast play. Ball got there just ahead of Hodgett, and two men are out. Two men are out, and Joyner White, the head of the batting order for the Detroit Tigers, the American League champions of 1934. The first game of this 1934 World Series with the St. Louis Cardinals. Joyner White is back, 4-8-2 in favor of St. Louis. Two men out. It winds up. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled. Very low. Over the plate. It's ball one. He taps the plate. Got that big black bat of his again. He looks over the pitch. It comes sailing down. And it's a called right. 1-1. Rick Owen calls it. Down there at home plate. Umpiring at home today. Bill Clem's down on first. Geisel on second. Here's the third. Here's the pitch. He winds up, shoots it in, and it's ball two. 2-1 on the batter. Dean hitches up his trousers on the right side. Can take that lazy stance with his foot on the rubber. Let's see if Delancey for the signal. Now he's heading to Demon. Starts that wind up. The half wind up. Shoots it in, and the batter swings guard. It bounds away from the catcher. It's strike two. 2-2. Delancey keeps the ball hard back to Dean there, plunks into the net, and again he assumes that stance on the mound. Right foot forward, both arms hanging lazily. White steps out of the box for the moment, steps back to the plate. Count 2-2 on him, 2 outs. Steps back up there now to face the pitcher, the wind up, and the pitch, and he fouls it high up over the stand. Back of home plate. Ball sailing high over there. Delancey gets a new ball from umpire Brick Owen. Shoots it back in to Dean. Briggs is out here calling encouragement to his men. Bring a lot of pepper into this infield. The outfielders move a little impatiently. Here's the pitch. It comes in and it's a foul strike. He floated one over there, fooling Joyner White. And it's strikeout. A foul strike on Mr. White. And the side is retired. The score is 8-2. In favor of the Cardinals. All right, Tom Manning, come in.
The Tigers have that seventh inning. Pete Fox was first up, and he fouled out Delancey. That was a very high foul. Delancey went back, played it for it, and took it for the shortstop. Pitcher Hogsett sent out to Roach to Collins. This is a fast play by Leo DeRoche, the Cardinals shortstop. And JoJo White up there with two strikes, and Dizzy Dean, very nonchalantly, tossed in a change of pace offering as big as a pineapple, and White let it go by for a call strike and the third out. At the end of 7 innings, we find the National Leaguers, the St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and the American Leaguers, the Detroit Tigers, 2. Now, as we start the 8th inning again, the Tigers have that old black ball out, tossing it around. It's like a piece of coal. They tell me they've used that ball warming up before each inning, practically all season.
outset to North Southport pitcher is in there for the Tigers, and manager Mike Cochran, in spite of the fact the score is 8-2, Cochran is still in there, encouraging his men, and still fighting for this first World Series ball game. First half of the eighth inning, come in for it.
Here's Jack Rothrock taking place in the batter's box. He winds up, here's the pitch, comes over into called strike. Strike one on Jack Rothrock, the right fielder of the St. Louis Cardinals here, right starting off the eighth inning, leading 8-2. Here's the pitch, comes in, and he has swing, it tipped off the bat, and it's strike two. A foul tip going high over the back back into the sand. He just half swung at that one, it's off the tip of his bat. New ball goes back to the pitcher, Elon Hodgson. Big Indian boy, left-hander, shoots over the plate, and it's a ball. He fouls it. It was high. One and two. Ball one and strike two. Looks around the infield, and turns, winds up, and he drives one, a little easy one over the second base, and it rolls out there, the right fielder sees it, shoots it in, it's a single for Jack Rothrock. He fought one over, sees the ball, just a looper right out there, oh, where nobody can get to it. Nice single for Jack Rothrock. Frankie Trace comes up next.
He just walks out to Bill Rogel and taking the ball from him. That's the ball to come in, carrying the ball back in, looking at it. Comes and looks around at Charlie Gehringer and finally turns his attention to Frankie Trace, who is taking his place in the batter's box. Throws the ball over to Hank Greenberg. There was no chance of getting the runner there, but he tossed over for the moment. Jack Rothrock takes the lead. He's out the bunt. The pitcher comes in fast. Retreats. Has no time getting the second. Tosses it down. And Greenberg, instead of going back to touch the plate, catches the runner on the line coming into first. Jack Rothrock down on second on the sacrifice. One out. Jack Rothrock on second. And here is Joe Medwick. Joe Medwick, a very dependable batter, up to face Elon Hodges with a man on second. The score 8-2. Hodges taking his place back there now with his left foot on the rubber. He looks around at Jack Rothrock to take the lead off second. Makes a far long catch into the air, shoots it down, and it's a high fly out into center field. And JoJo White goes back, is under it, and has it. The runner starts down the third. He makes a high throw on down the third, but it was a little wide of the bag, and he flags in safely. Jack Rothrock is down on third base. Two out. After Joe Medwick flies to JoJo White out in center field, which brings Rip Collins. Rip Collins, Cardinals first tracker. Next in the batting order, up to bat. Man on third, two out. Score 8-2 in favor of St. Louis in the start of the eighth inning. Hodges takes the ball, goes in the glove a few times, and walks over, picks up the rosin bag, drives his hand, again assumes that stand. He's had both hands behind his back, cross, looks into the signal, finally winds up, shoots the ball in. It's a bounder down to second base. Gehringer takes it, shoots it down to first, and the side is retired. All right, Tom Manning, you can tell how things happened in the Cardinals' half of the eighth inning. Here's Tom Manning.
Jack Rothrock was first up, and the single right center. Frankie Fritz laid down a pretty sacrifice and was out. Pitcher Hofstetter to Greenberg. Greenberg tagging Fritz on the line. Joey Medwick then got a hold of one and drove it deep into left center field. JoJo White going back to make the catch. Jack Rothrock went to third. Collins. And hit a ground ball down second base for it. Charlie Gehringer came up with it. Tossed to Greenberg, retiring the side. No run, one hit, and no error. And so he's going to the last half of the eighth inning. The St. Louis Cardinals of the Master League are out in front, 8-2. Fuller. Fuller goes to center field for the St. Louis Cardinals, replacing Ernie Orsatic. Phillips in center field for the Cardinals. Last half of the eighth inning, the manager Mickey Cochran, who's back from left-handed, will lead off for the Tigers. Come in for it.
Here's Mickey Cochran up there. Take his place. Here in the eighth inning, his team feeling 8-2. Your team takes a signal, winds up, comes in, and it's a call strike. Mickey getting an offer at it. Ball strike on him. Here in the eighth inning. Back there, he takes a couple of five swings as the pitch. It comes in, it's a ball. Wide of the plate, outside to a left-handed batter. He takes, throws it back there around his head one. Puts it back on his shoulder. His team winds up, shoots it in. He doesn't offer at it, and it's a ball. Two balls. Again, it was wide to a left-handed batter. It's about waist high. His team adjusts his staff. That wasn't quite to his liking. Take that lazy stand. Delancey's singing to him. As he's standing there swinging his batter at the pitch, he drives it down to the shortstop. Andrew Roaster shoots it over to Collins, and he's out. Easy ball put across up, and Hanlon will lock it up in the infield. They shoot the ball around. One gone. Here in the eighth inning, the Cardinals leading 8-2. Next man up is Charlie Gehringer, the sparkling second baseman of the Tigers. Makes a couple of raps at the plate. Got a big white bat. Places on his shoulder. He bats left. Here's the pitch. It's a called strike again. The first ball that comes over. Just about waist high and dead over the pan. A called strike on Charlie Gehringer, who did not offer out at all. Kept his bat on his shoulder. He looks good. Dean winds up. Shoots him. Tries again. That change of pace. The floater coming in. And it's fired at the plate by quite a bit. One ball and one strike. One out. Nobody on. Gehringer at bat. Count one and one on him. Here's the pitch. He drives the ball far, wide and high, way out into left center field. And Ducky Medwick came over and got it. Incidentally, we've got a change in outfielders at the start of this inning. Dick Fullis. Dick Fullis replaced Arsatti in the Cardinal center field. Two men are gone, bringing Hank Greenberg up to bat again. Hank Greenberg wipes his hands in the dirt, takes hold of his bat, swinging it down towards the plate. Takes a couple of toss swings with it now over the plate, and Dean is looking for that signal. He winds up with that half swing of his, shoots the ball in, and again the first ball into the batter is a called strike. Rick Owens indicating it. Two out, nobody on. One strike on the batter. Here's the pitch. A call strike. He's got a one in there. He just turned it over. A fast one and a hot one right dead over the plate. And it's a call strike. Strike two on Hank Greenberg. Two men out. Nobody on. Last half of the eighth. The score 8-2 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals. Hank Greenberg is back for the Tigers. Here's Dean gets the signal. Winds up. It's a fast one. And he shoots in. That's a high-driven ball. We're out. It's over into the stand for a home run for Big Hank. On another one of his specialties. And the Tiger rooters over in there getting their chance to let go of the things. A big cloud of paper, little bits of it has been let go. They're floating down over as Hank Greenberg stops around the bases, comes in and goes his own place, steps on it. A home run for Hank Greenberg, makes the score 8-3. He drove it high into those left field bleachers where those 17,000 bleacherites got up and whooped over their hero, Hank Greenberg, drives into their midst. Here's Dean looking to the next batter over, which is Goose Goslin. Always a dangerous man at the plate. Shoots the ball in, and the Goose fouls it high. Delancey knocks his back off, goes back after it. It comes down and hits the screen just too far in for him to get it. It looked like it was coming down into his hand, but Delancey didn't have a chance to get to that ball, and it's strike one on the Goose. Nobody on, one run in. Score 8-3 in favor of the St. Louis Cardinals. Two men out. Goose Goslin at bat. That's left, you know. Throws right, however. Taking place back in there. Taking a couple of style swings. Here gets the signal. That short windup is. He takes it longer this time. Two swings and shoots it over. And it's a strike. He swung hard, very hard and very viciously at that ball. But got nothing for his thumb but the amount of air which is in front of his back. It's strike two on the Goose. Taking place back down there now. Look at the determination on that set skin of Goose Goslin. Wind up. Stretch and the pitch, and he drives it down to the shortstop. The Roaster has it, pegs it over to Rip Collins, and the side is retired. 8-3 in favor of St. Louis. As we come into the last half of the eighth, here's Tom Andrew to tell you about the Tiger, the Cardinal pass of the eighth inning. Here, come in, Tom.
Tiger half of the eighth inning. We saw Phillips going into center field for the Cardinals. Mickey Cottrell was first up, and he was out. The Roaster to Collins.
Charlie Gehringer, then fly to Joey Medwick. Medwick going into deep left center to make the catch. Hank Greenberg then got a hold of one and parked it high into the left field bleachers for a home run, making it 8-3. Goose Goslin then bounded out shortstop to Roger to first baseman Collins. The Tiger half of the eighth inning, one run, one hit, and no error. So at the end of eight innings, St. Louis Cardinals of the National League 8 and the Detroit Tigers 3. We go to the ninth inning of this first game of the World Series at Maven Field, Detroit. Pete Hofstra, the southpaw pitcher, is presently in the box for the Tigers, and Cochran is behind the bat. First half of the ninth, and Delancey of the Cardinals is first up. Bill Delancey, the Cardinals catcher, first up there. He's got a big bat. Got his paraphernalia off. Comes up. Here's the pitch. And it's a ball. Wide of the plate. That left.
Ball was wide and outside. The left-handed batter, Hogg just got the ball again, and the signal is the pitch. This is in, he fouls it up clear into the press box. And the press man has the ball. Is he going to return it? Well, that's the question here at the moment. Usually balls go back into the playing field, but somebody wants a souvenir of the 1934 World Series, and it stays up in the press box. New ball goes into the game. It's Bill Delancey down there in the batter's box. He winds up. Here's the pitch. Shoots in, and it's strike two. He swung hard at that one, but connected with nothing at all. Goes off and wipes his hands in the dirt. Takes his place back at the box. Taps the plate. Here's the pitch. It's a ball. 3-2 on the batter. 3-2 on Bill Delancey. What will the next one be? Always the question in the batter's mind when it's 3-2. It comes looping down. He drives it hard. It looks like it's going in the big, but not quite. Gustav goes back up against the fence and takes it on the run. That ball looks like another one of those homers into those left field bases. So Delancey retires to dugout. There's one gone here in the Cardinals' half of the ninth inning. Dick Bullitt, who has just replaced Orsatti in the eighth inning in center field for the Cardinals, is next up. Dick Batson goes right. He's taking his place down there in the batter's box now. Ball comes shooting over, and it's wide of the plate. It's a ball. Wide to an outside to a right-handed batter. One ball. Oscar has it again. Looks over the signal. Winds up. Shoots it in. He drives it out over second base. Way out into center field. It's good for a single. Jojo White throws it back in. A single for Dick Bullitt. Just come into the ball game. That was his first time at bat. Leo DeRocher. Shortstop. St. Louis Cardinals next up. Score 8-3. Favor of the Cardinals here in the ninth inning. First half of the ninth. Rocher just bat. A man on. One out. Hogg is looking level first. Turn. Shoots it in. Fast and it's a foul into the Tigers dugout. Making two policemen and a player dodge. The policeman is sending down to the end of the dugout. Rocher's up there. Strike one on him. Man on base. One gone. Score 8-3. He has a reputation for being able to hit when it means something when there's a man on. His batting average, .258 for the season. But he got most of those when it meant something when there's a man on base. Hodges has the ball after trying it over to Greenberg, trying to see what he could do with Mr. Bullitt. He drives it hot down to the shortstop and strikes it to second, but there wasn't time to get it down to first. Man is out at second. Dick Bullitt and DeRocher is on first base with two outs. Dizzy Dean comes up. Dizzy Dean, and he's getting a nice hand from the fan. As he walks out of the dugout, comes sailing very slowly up to the plate, walks around back to Bickle, and then Mickey Cochran to take his place, wipes his hand in the dirt, picks up the bat again, taps the plate, and lengthy zip on it, looks back at the pitcher, here's the pitch. A bounder right down towards second, it's fielded by Gerens, who runs over, steps on the second base, forcing the runner out at second. That was the ninth inning for the Cardinals, who lead 8-3, and here's Tom Manning to tell you about it. In the final half of the ninth inning, Delancey was first up. Delancey fired deep to Gosnell. That was a nice running catch by the Goose, playing over Dick Ford left center, and dives back into left field to snag that long drive. Dick Bullitt, who recently replaced Orsatti, single to better field. Here's a roster, then forced Bullitt, Rogel to Gehringer. And Dizzy Dean, after falling several pitches, then forced to Rocher, shot at Gehringer unassisted. And with the ground ball hit very close to the second base tag. The score is going to the last half of the ninth inning. St. Louis Cardinals, 8. The Tigers, 3. Come in for it.
Fair time this afternoon. Now you might hear this World Series baseball game. Here we have William George Rogel. Back, and he fires off the first pitch here in the ninth inning. Driving it back on a foul into the grandstand, the upper tier. The ball firing off the top of the bat. His beam's out there looking over the signals again. He winds up. Rogel just batters the pitch. It's a ball. Wide of the plate, and it's 1-1. Bill Rogel is back in the ninth inning. First man up. Winds up, and here's the pitch again. Comes shooting in. Again, it's outside. Missing the corner, and it's foul two. 2-1 on the batter. Ninth inning with the Cardinals leading 8-3. Over the Detroit Tigers in their first game in Nathan Field. Here's Jay shooting a pitch in again. He swings and fouls that one back. High into the grandstand. Just left the plate.
Bill Rogel steps out of the batter's box. Steps back in, adjusting his cap, taps the plate. Has a big black bat over his shoulder. Takes a couple of trial swings. There's his wolf winding up. Makes a double wind-up this time. Steps out of the batting box. And he's swinging up arm again. He starts to move his wind-up again. Takes the stretch and shoots the ball in. Down to the machine to think. He drives it down over the left base. Right into left field with third baseman's hat. A nice single for Bill Rogel here in the ninth inning. These Tigers have had a reputation for plenty of runs. Batting onto a pitcher in the ninth, and the crowd is warming up. It's time to Clyde Reuter here in Maven Field. Trying to get hot, and trying to rally here in the ninth inning. For their team, their wild, his favorite, favoring their hometowners. They're trying to start having the old familiar. Hard in the leg, down it right over to first. Rip Collins took it, stepped on the bag for the out. There's a man down on second now. Bill Rogel down on second. One out, one on. Pete Fox coming to bat. Bill Rogel down on second. He bats the right fielder. Well, the tag is up there. He bats right. He's kept in there with his thumb and look on his chin. Here's the ninth inning with his team trailing 8-3. He looks around second base and shoots one in. He swings hard, missing the ball, and it's strike one on Pete Fox. Ball goes back to Diz. Here's a watch again, man on second. Either to Roach or first thing that's in. There's the pitch. Comes in, and it's a ball, a low one. Clancy picking it out of the dirt, back of the plate. And he's taking it right down on the ground to get it out of there. One and one. All one and strike one. And on, one out in the ninth inning. 4-8-3. Tigers sailing. He swings high, drives one. High. Down to the third base. He catches the man coming in the third. Throws it over. A very low throw to Rip Collins. We don't let it be scored. Rip won the air. He's on the man who made the throw. It was low. He tagged Rogel. I got the man over there. There's a throw over to first, but he couldn't get the man at first. But he stopped that ball. Rip Collins stopped it. We have Hawker coming in to bat for Hodges here in the ninth. Hawker coming in to bat for Hodges. Man on first. Two outs. Martin did a great job batting that ball and getting another man coming in there and then trying to wing it over to first. Here's the pitch, and it's a ball. A ball on Hawker, who has replaced Hodges here in the ninth inning. Two outs, man on. He's pitching good, he pitches to him, and he swings hard, getting nothing for his trouble. It's one and one, ball one and strike one on Hawker. Hawker at the plate. Yeah. We misunderstood the name from down there at the loudspeaker, who's Walker, Robin Hawker. He drives one down, but it goes foul before it gets the first. Walker batting for Hodges. Two men here on the Tiger team coming over the loudspeaker. The man was announced in the dugout. Walker batting. Jerry Walker, southern boy with an accent who comes up for the ninth. He was awesome good. He's up there now. He bats right. Center fielder. Here's a look at him hard. Turns around, looks at the man at first. Over his shoulder, shoots the ball in, and it's high. And it's another ball. It's 2-2 on Jerry Walker. Walker steps out of the box, and seeing that motion, gives up back and picks up the rosin bag. John Chesky, whistle Dickey plays first, and they both step back in. Here gets the signal, makes the stretch, looks over his shoulder, shoots the ball in, and again it's wide, and it's 3-2. 3-2, two outs, a man on first. Shots on first. Here's the pitch. He swings hard for the third strike and the end of the ball game. Jerry Walker missing the offering of Dear Steve. The broadcast of this game has been sent to you by the Ford Motor Company. Builders of Ford and Lincoln Tires and Ford Trucks. You're cordially invited to be their guest again tomorrow when the World Series battle is resumed at Maven Field. And in the meantime, watch the Fords go by. Now we'll turn the microphone over to Tom Manning. We'll give you a summary of the game and his highlights. All right, Tom Manning, come here.
For the benefit of our many friends who have just tuned in, the final score today, first game of the World Series,
The Cardinals 8, the Tigers 3. The Cardinals 8 runs on 13 hits. The Cards make 2 errors. The Tigers 3 runs, 8 hits, and 5 errors. Things went along rather smoothly in the first inning with no score. In the Cardinal half of the second inning, Delancey was out on a fly ball to Gosman. Ozani then singled to left field. Carosa was up. He was out on a fly to White. Dean then drove to Rogel and Horty. Ozani was safe at second base on Gehringer's error. Pepper Martin then with two on and two out hit a foul to third. He was safe at first on a wide throw. Rothrock singled to center, scoring Ozani and Dean. Martin went to third. Rothrock stopped at first. Frankie Christian sent out Gehringer to Greenberg. The Cardinal half of the second, two runs on two hits. The Tigers make two errors. Then we hop over to the first half of the third inning. Joey Medwick led off with a single past third base. Collins rounded out. Medwick went to second. Rogel threw badly and took another error. Carosa then safe at first on Greenberg's error, and Collins scored all the way from second. It's a beautiful slide just ahead of the throw at home plate. Ozani then tries to right field. Carosa tries to pop. The final half of the third has put them three runs ahead of the Tigers. One run on one hit and two more errors for the Tigers. The Tigers scored that first run in the last half of the third. Sauter was first up. He was out. Dean to Collins. Plate left. This is Cochran, single. After the count, he's got a 3-2 and single to left field. White went to second. Gehringer, single, scoring White. And they score 3-1 at the end of 3 innings. No more scoring then until the Cards came to bat in the first half of the fifth inning. Medwick then got a hold of one and drove it high into the left field bleachers for a home run. Collins, after getting a count of 3-2, he left. DeRosa then flies to White. Ozani singles to left field. Collins went to second. DeRosa ended the inning flying out to White. Making the score 4-1 in favor of the Tigers. In the sixth inning, the Cardinals really broke out, led by the great Dizzy Dean, who after being razzed by the crowd for missing a strike by several yards, he then parked a two-base hit against the barrier in left field. Pepper Martin singles to center field, and Dean crossed the plate, 5-1 the Cardinals. Jack Rothrock laid down a sacrifice, Marbury to Greenberg. Quick, fouled out to Owen. This was a great shot by Bob Owen, who ran some 40 to 50 yards away from the third base. Christian down in left field to make the catch. Joey Medley, with a count 2-2, his fourth hit of the afternoon, with a single to right field, scoring Martin, making it the Cards 6, Tigers 1. Collins then gave perfect execution of the hit-and-run play with a ringing single to right field, sending Joey Medley to third. At this point, Hofstra replaced Barbary. Hofstra is a southpaw. Delancey doubled against the barrier, sending Medwick and Collins across the plate, making it 8-1, the Cardinals. Ozani then rounded out Gehringer to Greenberg. In the sixth inning, the Cards scored 4 runs on 5 hits and no errors. The Tigers came back in the last half of the sixth inning with Gehringer going out Collins to Dean. Greenberg singled to center field, but Ozani fired a two-swing shot. He was given an error because Greenberg went to second. Bruce Gosman singled to left field, and Greenberg scored. 8-2, the Cards. Rogel is out, pitched to Collins. Gosman went to second. Owen then struck out. No more scoring then until the Tiger half of the eighth inning. At that time, Ricky Cochran was first up. He was out, closer to Collins. Gehringer tried to Medwick. Hank Greenberg came up and smacked a long drive into the newly erected stand in deep left field at Haven Field for a home run, making it 8-3, which was the final score. The final half of the evening, one run, one hit, and no errors. For the final score and summary again, the St. Louis Cardinals, representative of the National League, 8 runs, 13 hits, and 2 errors. The Detroit Tigers, representing the American League, 3 runs, 8 hits, and 5 errors. The starting pitchers this afternoon, Jerome Dizzy Dean, who turned in 30 great victories in the regular campaign for the National League Center. He was opposed by General Sauter. General Sauter, you know, is one of the outstanding right-hand pitchers of the American League for several years, particularly during the playing season of 1933, when he turned in a great number of victories to assist the Washington Senators in winning the American League pennant. However, he appeared to be plenty tired in the series last year and failed. But he came back again this afternoon, inspired by new surroundings, the crowd out here at Detroit. He went in the box this afternoon, but was treated rather roughly by the representatives of the National League, the St. Louis Cardinals. The outstanding plays this afternoon has been quite agreed by Ford Barnes and Graham McNamee and yours truly. Of course, the two long matches for home runs, both in the left field bleachers, one by Joey Medrick of the Cardinals, the other by the first baseman, Hank Greenberg of the Tigers. Bob Owens sat to that long foul. It was a flippant. Any time a third tracker goes 40 or 50 yards down the left field with his back to the plate, that is easily the outstanding play of the day. Billy Rochelle turned in two great plays in the seventh inning. He leaped into the air for a bad boundary. Got his man at first. Then a fly ball with Taz Sandwich in between. But for the third out of that seventh inning, Billy Rochelle dashed over close to second base cushion, went down on one knee, and came up with a skipper that was a slow play and got it over to first base for another out.
And now, don't forget, weather permitting, Ford Motor Company brings you another World Series game tomorrow at 1:15 Eastern Standard Time. The report of this first of the 1934 World Series between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Tigers of Detroit is sent to you through the facilities of the National Broadcasting Company. Goodbye.